the state that's next to us?
Okay, sure. No, sure.
Lord have mercy.
Sure.
Uh-huh. It's a gray area for them, too.
What's
it's
a gray
like
area?
They don't know if they're... Like, you know, New York is so dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Philly's also dominant in a way, too, though.
Yeah, for culture and shit, yeah.
So, like, this state is just in the gray area.
So, you're saying, like, would you just drive through that state and nothing happens?
Yeah.
Like, you don't stop, shit?
Yeah, because all of them are, when they, like, want to get lit and stuff, they go to New York.
Nah, the state you're talking about, they got casinos.
Wow. Whoop-de-doo, casinos.
Are you so petty? Wow, that's a problem. Because when you have shit else
and
to do.
And a boardwalk. Mm, yeah. How much fun.
Why you hate New Jersey?
No, they're racist.
Ray, it's dead up the block. Is New Jersey really racist? Like, come on now.
It's an entire state.
Yes.
I was a state racist.
Okay.
Florida is.
After I read, which you guys should educate yourself on.
Oh, Lord.
What
I read about Assata Shakur's story. I read that back in the day, the New Jersey Turnpike was a dangerous place for black people to ride. And the New Jersey Turnpike was also the same area where they arrested her.
Yo, Ray, all of America used to be a bad place for black people.
I know, but New Jersey Turnpike was like a trap for niggers.
A trap?
Yeah, if you were...
Is that a highway?
They would pull you over for the hell of it.
That's America.
Literally.
That's literally anywhere.
Yeah, but you guys are not seeing my point. And you know what?
No, I understand. It is a dangerous place for blacks on blacks and whites on blacks. So
it's a trap, too.
I had a thought.
It was a trap years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean by trap? Like, it used to be like every time you drive there, they're setting
then
you up.
For a fact, you'll get pulled over.
They will be targeting people of color driving to the neighborhood.
Yo, look at how Walter thinking he knew what you was talking about before. Walter had no idea what the fuck. He didn't know none of this shit.
You didn't have a clue.
Because I was eating my Pop-Tart.
Okay.
Now I'm listening. I can super believe that. I had a thought. I was watching American Skin, and before we get too deep into everything, if you haven't, please go see it. Amazing movie. But I was like, if you're in a shitty car driving in a good neighborhood, you're at risk. And if you're in a nice car driving in a shitty neighborhood, you're at risk. So being black and driving, you have no break.
Yeah. No, you don't really.
If you're
no
driving break. A fucking Mercedes in the hood, they're going to pull you over because they think you're fucking trying to sell drugs. And if you're in a nice neighborhood in a shitty car, they think that you're going to go rob somebody and do a B&E so you're not safe. So
yeah,
be careful. Watch your back.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I said that's just, we are not safe at all.
Don't stop. Don't or just
okay. We
don't drive to that dangerous place with your nice car.
I mean, but sometimes
everywhere is dangerous for niggas like us.
Yo, Ray, I'm tired of your haikus. Yo,
your haikus is dangerous.
Please play the intro. Yeah,
you have to stay safe. It is Black History Month.
All right,
I'm going to tell my people because y'all are my people.
Uh huh.
Stay safe.
Facts.
Around these. Ritz.
Oh, I said.
Now we're playing the
cliffhanger.
Now we're playing the intro. Welcome to Air Players Podcast. It's me, the one, Mr. Full Disclosure, aka Big John from the East Side Boys, aka John 326, aka Dougie Man. All right, we're here with the greatest show on earth. Happy Friday. I hope everything is going well for everybody listening right now. Okay, to my immediate left, King Afonto,
uh-huh.
Walter, Joel, Alstein, West, Star, Kardashian is here with us today. Walter, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling that Instagram is trying to set me up. I've been feeling like that for a couple weeks.
And why do you feel this way, Walter?
Because even on Twitter, Instagram keeps suggesting me the thoughts. And I don't want the thoughts. It keeps suggesting me thought profiles. So I'm trying to limit
It's because of who you follow.
No, it's because Instagram is trying to set me up. So I'm limiting my social media.
No.
I keep getting
No, it's really because of who you follow. They brand it around who you follow.
So you're saying... Because I follow thoughts, they're suggesting thoughts.
Hello.
Nah, I don't believe that. But
okay.
I don't care.
you know, yeah, but I'm cool. I'm good. You're trying to find an excuse.
I'm good.
But it's okay. It's Black History Month, so I'll let you rock.
There we go.
If we get that off, then shit. If everything if I can get away with everything because of Black History Month.
John.
So, damn it.
But yeah, I'm...
Jana.
I'm cool. I'm good.
How's your mental?
My mental is straight. It's straight. It's straight. It's cool. Balanced. Yeah.
Good, good.
Okay. The Mistress of Mayhem, Raylan, is here.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I am feeling amazing. I was going to do the Hello Boys for
everyone. No, please. I didn't. That's not the end of your intro.
Oh.
I don't know how you were.
I am doing amazing.
So, yeah, for the people. And, I mean, you can end it with your saying. You can
Sorry. Excuse me. Hello, boys.
Ray's here. We missed you last week. The people missed you last week.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Shout out to Daniela.
Yeah.
For pulling up last week.
At Body by Daniela.
At Body by Daniela. At Beads by... What's... Oh, shit.
Beads by... Waist Beads by Daniela, too. Something like that.
That's definitely not it. But Daniela, I promise we'll get it right.
oh, my
goodness. Before the end of this episode, I will get it right. And my brother's here on the audio. Shout out to him.
Yes.
All right. Beautiful people, how are we doing? Everybody's they're okay. Everybody's saying they're all right. They feel good.
Yes.
Ready to go.
Yes.
Ray, how was your week off?
It was okay. We're still busy. We're just working. I really just don't want to work. I don't. And I know this sounds really bougie or whatever the case may be. I just don't want to work. I don't want to work.
That's fair.
It's just not for me.
So what do you want to do?
Nothing. No. no. I want to create.
That's work.
That's work, but it's what I love to do. So if it's something that I'm going to want to make money off of, I rather do something that I love to do.
Man, you know, I used to...
And I love doing my job now. It's just...
The cop thing?
I tell you, I am not the feds, people. Please do not listen to this grill. I am not the feds. Please.
Damn them jeans.
But I just don't like going to the beat of someone else's drum.
Mm.
Especially them Ritz.
I feel you. I feel you.
So it's a you not liking... Is it the matter of somebody else is telling me what to do, how to do it type thing?
You know, me and my mom had this conversation, and I had to be very transparent with myself. I don't think it's that. I think it's the fact that I am underneath a set of people that are not one millennial, so they don't understand the whole... They don't understand us as people, for one. They're so old, and they're old school, have a whatever. And two, they're not black. Mm. If I worked for a black, like if I worked for Fenty, oh, nigga. Mm-hmm. Rihanna can tell me whatever the fuck to do. She wants me to stay up till 9 p.m. I'm not doing that. But I would stay up till 8, you know? But I would love working for like a Fenty.
That's right.
You know? So, yeah.
Okay.
So working for the Ritz and then the old folks.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Because that is like the common conversation. It's like, all right, I just don't, if I'm doing something I really love, then it'll be okay. But then once you start doing shit you love, it's like, damn, this is probably twice as much work because I'm, you know, you're trying to get to a certain place and you probably start at a lower position because that's not what you, you know, intended because it's, our passions usually aren't what we rather educate ourselves for, stuff like that. So it's like, all right. It's going to be twice as much work.
Right.
Probably, honestly. Right. So it's still a lot of work, but when you say that, it's about who you work for and who's guiding you.
That changes everything. Your whole perspective.
And even that, I try not to think about that because, like, okay, if you just throw an example, like you said, Rihanna could be the biggest hard ass of a boss on the planet.
Yeah.
And you could be doing the thing you love. But if she is a hard ass because we idolize her, it's like, okay, well, damn it.
Yeah,
I hate this job now too.
Right. Yeah.
I was talking to somebody. They said, "Hey, their dream job was working for DJ Khaled. Really? They got an opportunity to work for DJ Khaled. They fucking hated it.
Really?
You know, not because it's just the situation.
Just
not DJ Khaled, but in sense of like, yo, that was my dream job, and then it's like, oh fuck, I hate this job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that was just a thought that came in my head.
Yeah.
But do we have any specific sad news to get to? that we want to
start. Let's get that out the way first.
I feel good. Let's get it.
Same.
Sad news. I just want to say rest in peace to the Supremes. And that is the Supreme, not Supreme. The Supreme's co-founder, Mary Wilson, she passed away at 76. They were front runners of music. They were pioneers. They have timeless classics and hits. So rest in peace to your soul. And we appreciate your impact on music, Miss Wilson.
Some of Motown's finest.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Anything else sad? I don't have anything sad. I do have news.
This is kind of alarming sad to me. The ex-cop who fatally shot Andre Hill was released from jail after posting $1 million bond. So if you kill a innocent man, you should not be released on bail. You should serve that time there. But that is...
You should be stoned. If you're rich.
That shouldn't even be an option. But...
You should be stoned and burned.
Also, I know that when they say when it's bail, you don't pay the full thing. Obviously,
really?
No, you don't. He didn't pay $1 million to get out of jail.
I didn't know that.
Right.
You've been with a lot of stuff.
You've been with enough niggas in jail.
What else did we talk about 2 weeks ago? Don't even say it. Never mind, because that's really a dumb moment. So don't say it.
What? You lost me.
With the 50 states.
I have no idea what it's
talking about. No idea, but that's
okay. You guys forgot. Okay, good. Yeah. Good. It wasn't that dumb, I guess.
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, good. Well,
neither do the listeners.
Yeah, okay, thank God. Okay, sorry, continue on.
No, but when it's bail, you don't pay. He didn't pay $1 million to get out of jail.
No.
10%, $100,000.
Oh, 10%?
Yeah, but don't they make you put up something of value, like a house sometimes?
If you don't have the full amount.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I think you can pay 10% to a bail bondsman, but you can't put up your house as collateral, things like that.
What?
Yeah. You think these niggas be paying their bail?
Does this go same for black people, though?
I have to ask.
I think it's everybody.
Yeah, you
but
can put up,
are
yeah.
you sure?
I'm not, I mean, there's definitely times where they probably bend the rules for the writs, but that is standard procedure most times.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but still...
Oh, that's so raggedy. So they should definitely be stoned.
Okay, well, we don't live in BC, so we can't
We should go back to it.
We can't stone niggas, but... But still, that is...
Right. She said stone, burn, we just gonna skip
it. It's Black History Month.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, and just for context, Andre Hill was shot and killed by police officer Adam Coy of the Columbus Division of Police. Coy was called in response to a non-emergency call from a neighbor and ended up killing Mr. Hill. So I don't understand why he can post bail, but that is the world we live in.
Unfortunately, that is the world we live in.
Yeah.
It's become all too normal for that nonsense.
Stay clear of them Brits.
Yeah. And only call the police if you have to.
That is also true.
Beware. And even then, think twice. And
yeah,
maybe
like just see if you can handle it yourself.
Call your light-skinned girlfriend to call the police.
What's really going on?
I can't even think of a situation where I'd call the police.
Honestly, I thought about
I can't
that
even
too.
Think of one.
I can't either.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, unless like if I got a dog, my dog is missing.
No. You know what? Then. They would find them dogs that quick because they love themselves some
exactly.
animals.
Exactly. They love themselves some dogs.
Oh, man.
No, I could never. The only time I've ever called the police, they failed then. So that let me know. I really can't trust y'all.
Yeah, I
And
can't
I had
think.
To put matters to my own hands.
So you had to solve a crime.
Yeah.
So you're Scooby-Doo.
A whole crime.
It's the mystery crime. Game.
Right. Raylan's Nancy Drew now. Go ahead. Right.
You
Carmen
what,
San Diego.
Walter?
You just find
We're
a way to be a light skinned woman.
This, okay. Okay. You're next to me, that I'm calling you Shaggy.
Wow.
Okay. We're not doing this. We solve crimes together.
No, we don't.
Best friend. Fuck out of here.
Walter, please don't have a buckle. Don't have a buckle on the microphone again. Don't have to touch it again.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
And.
Oh, no. What about the.
Yeah, I guess this is a very. a sensitive topic, but I guess we do have this platform, so
it's best we use it.
it's definitely best we use it. We spoke a couple weeks ago or back about Chad Wheeler. He was the NFL player. I can't remember the name of the team he's on, but he
Seahawks.
He very viciously beat his
black.
I was gonna say African American, but. Then I felt like I was...
We're black. We can say black.
Yeah.
We can say black.
Yeah. He dead ass beat up his black girlfriend.
And he's white.
And he's white. In a it was a vicious act of domestic violence. And there was images posted on social media. And it showed just how much damage he did to her. First of all, you shouldn't even think about putting your hands on a woman. But to do that and then also actually beat her up is ridiculous. But that is outrageous. She had the courage of going on CBS on Wednesday, CBS This Morning, and she kind of detailed the traumatic incident. She said she has to regularly get checked for concussions. She said she has bolts. There's a steel plate she's gonna forever have in her arm.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm gonna have to deal with this for the rest of my life.
That
so that shit is fucked up. I really do hope that nigga gets locked up for life if possible. But I definitely do want to shout her out for that courage to come on TV, to tell your story. That inspires other men and women who are in a similar situation to speak up. Hopefully she prevents that happening from someone watching it in a similar situation, gets the fuck out because they see the courage that she had. So, take the time, please rest. Please leave that nigga. That's none of my business, and if you're in a similar situation, please seek help.
Yeah.
Because that's just fucking crazy to even think about doing that. And he's white, so it makes it 10 times worse. But yeah. It's still worse from the beginning, but yeah. So
he needs to be put in the chair.
No, yeah, he needs to be stoned.
No, he needs to be put in the chair.
Yes, stoned.
And then and needs to air on CBS and BET. Hello. I'm sorry to make this funny. It's not funny.
No,
it's not funny at all. But it needs to be aired.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
So we can see his blonde hair burn.
And
no, listen.
Yo. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
I can't even. I was going to offend other nations. I was going to say Ray has to move to a certain nation, but I'm not going to say that.
Nah.
Ray just needs to start her own shit.
Nah, she does.
She needs to start her own country with those
are
the rules.
Am I not accepted here?
No, you are.
You are. Okay. Listen, I'm here for you, but platform.
Yeah, but just want to take a second to just shout her out for that. That takes so much courage.
It does.
Yeah, it's so much. So take the time, get better, and yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do you have anything else to talk about?
Nah, I think that's it.
No.
That's it.
Oh my goodness. All right. No. So, shout outs. Shout outs. This was my big one.
Hold on.
No, go ahead.
Just make sure they're black because it's Black History Month. Woo! Okay, continue.
I don't shout out white people.
You're right.
Yeah.
But make sure they're really black and not Danny Lee black. Okay, continue.
Aren't y'all related?
Come on.
You know what's funny? Someone earlier just said, aren't you and Danny Lee the same complexion?
Yes.
I'm over it.
Yeah, no, that was
I'm over it.
Yeah, that was us, nigga.
And that was half of a Twitter. come on.
She's always tanning.
Bro, okay.
Ray.
Okay.
Once I see your answers, we'll figure it out. Anyway. So the list of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out. I don't know if they're doing this because they want to be super black, but a lot of black people are being inducted this time. And I think it's important because for some reason we hold that to a very high esteem, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Hip Hop Hall of Fame, the Hip Hop Honors that they used to have only aired on VH1 and no one gave a fuck. And now, I'm serious, they used to give me some time, no one gives a fuck about this right now. No, don't air the hip hop shit on the same place you air the Surreal Life and Flavor of Love. No, fuck out of here. But anyway, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame includes Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Chaka Khan, LL Cool J, Todd Rundgren, and Dionne Warwick. So, yeah, name the black people. So
let's be very clear. It really should be only black people because who created rock and roll? Black folks. But let's continue on.
Those were the black people that I skipped the white people because
the Hall of Fame should be all black people.
Facts, because we invented everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear. Listen, I'm here with you.
Black History Month. I'm sorry. Like you niggas thought I was extra black. I am blackity black for February.
I did not think you could get blacker.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was
you was as black as it come.
When
like
you met your match.
Lord of mercy.
But you know, see, this is the bullshit about that though. We only claim the cool, like, the cool shit that we invented everything, right?
Yeah.
We don't want country music. To me, y'all can have that.
When it's done by a black person, I absolutely love it.
You name
when it's done right.
Besides Lil Nas X, who's a country singer you know that's black?
Bro, come on. Come on, bro.
Y'all know black country. No, no, I'm sorry. Come no, educate me.
Nah, he just called Lil Nas X a country singer, bro.
He was number one on the country charts, guys.
Okay.
And then he has a remix with Billy Ray Cyrus, who's a white country singer. How many does he need?
What's his name?
That's why the whites don't let us vote for the Grammys, because niggas say shit like
you
that.
Know what? Absolutely.
Wait, Lil Nas X had the number one country song, country song in the world.
What's his name? Samo.
That sounds racist. I know that's
he's
not
black.
His name.
He's black. Yeah, the black country.
I
singer,
love
right?
him.
Yeah.
So
yo, look what Walter just said. No. Yo, yeah, the black country. That, yes, nigga, that's what she's trying to find.
No, but I'm saying he had the number one song in the country, right?
No, that's Lil Nas X.
No,
bro. Lil Nas X was the first black man.
Is he really?
Yes, Lil Nas X was the first black man to have the number one country song in America.
Correct. But that just because you make one country song doesn't make you a country singer, bro.
He made a country album.
No, it wasn't a country
album. He wants to do a song with Nicki Minaj.
Which is good.
I wish I cared.
Yeah, nah.
I wish I cared. But that's not coming in my iTunes.
But I love country music. Probably also because my family's with the South.
Okay.
So you listen to
Ritz music?
No.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
That's what it sounds
does
like.
Does it add up to me?
No. See, it would not add up to you. You know why? Because you're a griot. Let me explain this to you.
Break it down for me, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Not them jeans.
Right.
I tell you. Okay, so at least from the South, country music and rock and roll, they all came really from one area.
Okay.
So it sounds very similar. So it's, oh, and soul as well. Excuse me, I'm missing soul. Mm-hmm. So all of that put together, like, I love all of it. Only when black people do it, though.
Mm.
Black people don't make country music. Can we stop?
They do.
Like, enough is enough. No,
they do. Okay, Michelle tried doing it, and y'all badged her.
Yeah, because it sucked.
It does not suck.
Also, okay, what's the Kim Michelle country song? My bad. Not my bad. You're right. Let me fall back.
She tried doing a whole album, actually.
Yeah, just give me a record.
I didn't know the record. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
Yeah, because it was fire, right?
Yeah,
they calling her for verses. Please cut it out.
This is exactly why we don't do them jeans. This is exactly why.
This is exactly why we don't listen to Kim Michelle. No offense.
You know what?
Whatever.
That's crazy.
Whatever.
What are you doing to our community?
Our? You in the country community too, Walt? With them braids? Right?
I tried to go to one country club. They said, nah, you a nigga, bro.
Oh, my God. Really? Did that really happen?
Yeah, all the time.
Seriously?
No, obviously, they didn't call me a nigga, but they made me not feel comfortable.
Really?
Bro, look at me. I have two sleeves. I wear a gold chain. I have braids. And I play my music real loud. Like, I was golfing with my pops. And I was like, bro, I can feel the racism. Damn, I don't like this shit.
It wasn't in New York, obviously.
It wasn't in New York. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, the hell? But
country clubs are racist no matter where you are.
Yeah, but this, but that's not country music, but I'm not a fan. But I appreciate the art form.
Yes,
but,
same.
Fuck it.
Real
fuck
quick.
So what?
shout outs. I wanted to shout out Griselda and Westside Gunn. They announced the opening of a Buffalo Kids Art Gallery in Buffalo. So that's phenomenal, taking the time and their impact and money and influence to push the arts forward, to appreciate the arts, to create more art. So shout you out.
That shout out to Griselda.
I love when artists do that, especially the fact that they're focusing on art for kids. We're in a society where the budget for that shit is getting taken away to fuel some fat white man's fucking Maybach. I'm glad.
Yo, Ray just asked me, yo, are they black? She just whispered to me behind you.
I had to ask. I literally just said to y'all, make sure they're black. And I didn't want it to for you to just really fuck that up.
They're as black as they come. Yeah. Trust okay. me.
And also, yes, that is insane. I also want to shout out the cast of Black-ish. They have been nominated for the 2021 NAACP Image Awards nominee for Outstanding Comedy Series. So shout out my wifey, Tracy. Shout out to Anthony Anderson and the old black woman. I don't know her name. It's a great show. It's been on for, like, I think 7 seasons. So shout out to black excellence being appreciated in mainstream white America.
Shout out to the whole award show, because, I mean, it's an NAACP award. So yeah. Then shout out to the whole award show, because Because I, right after you said that, I was like, oh, I'm going to shout out Power Book 2 for being nominated too.
Oh.
I'm like, every show that's nominated is black. So shout out to the whole show because then we'd be here all day.
Thank God.
And yeah, I mean, and my last shout out, and I think this can be a nice segue into our first topic, unless you have some shout outs, Ray.
Cause I just have one.
Okay, then I'll let you kind of give yours first. I think mine's a good segue.
Okay, just a black owned business.
Yeah, definitely. My homegirl. Please tag them.
I mentioned her in a previous episode, but I will mention her again. She sells an accessories, the jewelry, jewelry line.
That's tough.
And it's 22 Riverdale, so it's 22 Riverdale, RIVERDALE. So yeah, just copy some if you want to get yourself an anklet, a necklace, a bracelet, whatever case may be. And yeah, or get your girl some, you know. So yeah.
It's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yeah.
Copy your girl some nice. Or yourself, you know. Okay, go on.
Why'd you laugh so uncomfortably? And I think my last shout out, I think it's the biggest shout out of the week. And not taking away from the other people who did things, but shout out Queen Latifah for starring on prime time, right after the Super Bowl, a show starring a black woman in the lead comes right after the Super Bowl. That is phenomenal. The show, I'm very curious to hear you guys' take on it, but I want to start by saying shout out Queen Latifah and the people that made that happen, because I did not think that after seeing Tom Brady, Hickory Tom White ass, steal a game from a black guy, the next show coming after that is a black lead, a black woman, and an empowering, not some like Hoochie Mama role. Like, she's saving niggas' lives. So that was my shout out for the week. Shout out Queen Latifah. The show, I'm very curious, Ray, did you have a chance to watch it?
I didn't have a chance to watch it.
What about you, Jonathan?
I watched it twice.
Okay, and?
And this is the things I hate about y'all. Like, this is the epitome of the problem with you. Everyone around you, including Ray, including my brother, everyone. Everyone in this. Now I'm upset at everybody.
We were being optimistic. You weren't.
Okay, check this out. Check this out. I'm going to tell y'all the truth.
You're pessimistic.
Real quick, a couple of things. Queen Latifah didn't put the show after the Super Bowl. CBS racist ass did.
Okay, well, still.
Second, let me tell you about that show. The Equalizer, because Walt didn't even bother saying the name because he didn't care. It's cool. No, don't worry about it. Hey, don't worry. Check this out. Let me cook. I got this. I've been waiting for this all week. Queen Latifah was stopping a Russian, whatever he was, from, you know, taking over the world, whatever the case would be. Check this out. The episode was terrible.
Okay.
It was horrendous.
What about it was terrible?
Well, yeah.
Everything. And that's the problem. That's the problem, because these white companies, what they do is they put our black names on a big title.
Yeah.
Don't give us the right directors. Don't give us the proper budget. Like, even them putting it right after the Super Bowl just to get the quick viewership. Yeah. But knowing that show is not going to go past season one, unfortunately.
Did you guys Equalize before when it was a white man?
I liked it when it was Denzel.
It was starring Denzel Washington.
Oh, sorry.
No, but there's a show. In the 1980s, Equalizer was a show by a white guy.
Oh.
No.
I didn't see
but,
that.
But I wasn't born, and that was, I didn't tap in. Oh. So, yeah, that's not on my Hulu. Denzel's my Equalizer. And this is what these big white companies do, because they set us up for fucking failure, and this is shit that kind of upsets me. So you got a big company. I'm going to break this down as simply as possible. You get a big white company like CBS. They take a big legendary black name like Queen Latifah. They put her in a role that
is empowering.
No, listen, it can be empowering, but everything empowering is not for you. So, but you can't, a role like that, that probably they paid you a shit ton of upfront money. You're not going to turn that shit down. I'm going to go grab the bag. Cool. She grabs the bag, but they put her in a spot where it's probably weak writing. It is mediocre production. It is not set up for future success. They grab their quick money, especially during a fucking pandemic. They grab their quick bag for 10 to 12 episodes. It gets canceled. Hey, that's all we needed anyway, because we're not the... CBS isn't a network that's producing brand new shows anyway that last that long. This is the fucking problem. And I want to keep this as a fucking joke all the time, but that's exactly what these big-ass fucking companies do. And we fall for it every time because they take a black face, plaster, and say, hey, black people, here we are. CBS is like one of the most racist networks in American history.
Yeah, very racist.
Do you think she'll be better on, like, a Power?
I think Queen Latifah should be... If she's going to be on a show, it should be actually empowering black people. How many of those black people on the show? And the fact that they typecast...
You think Power is empowering?
Yes. 100%.
You think why? Why do you think it's mattering?
Curious. Yeah, I'm curious.
It was about a black man.
It was
about a black man trying to get out of the drug game instead of stepping into it. And the white guy was his second in command instead of being the first.
But now it continues to the son.
Who's come from a rich family, goes to the top school in the United States.
Who's also selling drugs and killing
for
people.
For fun, though. That's the problem.
He was killing people.
Did he kill somebody? He did kill some people.
I stopped watching the show.
You're bugging. Great show. But yeah.
Yeah, Power Book 2. Yeah. But like.
I don't know if it's really empowering. His mom's in jail.
She's out, actually.
Yeah, okay. Well, now but she spent 98% of the season in jail.
Actually, she was a horrible, horrible wife. And a horrible, horrible person in that show. Wow. If the whole show's
Let's
black.
Let's not get into that because Ghost was not the best man either.
No, he was a piece of shit, but I mean. He ended up dead and she ended up in jail. So the piece of shit, one
really,
died.
Is he really dead for real?
They're not bringing him back, bro. He's writing poetry and rapping on albums. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, anyway, he's good. But no, I see big companies. That's what they do. They set us up for like stupid ass shit, mm-hmm. grab their little bit of money and fucking disappear. Queen Latifah. Okay. Why isn't Queen Latifah on Power? Why not? Like, why is that? Why not? Why can't she be on Stars? Especially when it's a paid subscription where you get a bigger bag. You know why? Because the CBS gave her a quick money. Like, yo, here's this check.
So okay.
That's why the first thing I see when I saw the equalizers, I'm like, yeah. Well, this doesn't even make fucking sense. This doesn't make sense.
Also, you don't like when black women are in lead roles.
That's not true. That's not true. I don't like Queen Latifah.
Hot take.
This is not a hot take. That's a wrong take.
Hot take.
That's a wrong take. But the equalizer was awful.
Okay.
It was terrible.
But you like Seventh Heaven, so I really can't listen to what you have to say.
I hate that show. I like One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill, yeah.
I don't even know what that is, and it sounds white.
Yeah, you're missing out on good writing.
There's not even a token.
I'm missing
black
out on good
on
writing because it's white. I tell you, niggas. I cannot take it. These white shows are nothing.
If you only watch black shows for the rest of your life, Ray, you've watched some bad TV. I'm not going front. If you've only seen Moesha, The Equalizer, like Boss.
Moesha's a good show.
Oh, yeah, nah.
You're bucking out.
I had the same thought process.
Now, what's it about?
It's about a black family. It's about
a black family.
Yeah.
That's living in LA.
Yeah.
It's just they're normal, living a normal life of this teenage girl that's trying to grow up and have all these.
And it's
trying
to
live life.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't be.
Wow, you guys should be lawyers.
You know what?
You guys should be movie critics.
You're gonna be like a Frank, the father.
Oh, the one that had a secret child that they put on TV? He had a secret child, a secret affair.
And it was Ray J. But he was like two other characters prior. Yeah. That was the only thing I was bad about.
This is
show.
What I'm talking about with the lazy
he was
shit.
Three different characters.
He played three different characters. One was his other son, one was his cousin. I'm like, yo, fam, guys, this is ridiculous. Rewatching it as an adult.
It's Black History Month.
I love all black people. But The Equalizer gotta go. Sorry.
Okay. That's fair.
I can't believe we talked for more than 10 minutes on the fucking Equalizer.
Can't.
Can we move the fuck on?
Yes, okay.
Okay, what do you guys want to start with in terms of our big topic sheet? Because the first topic
Non-black people. That were dumped this past week.
Okay, so we're gonna start with the funny stuff because the top of that pop culture list, I think Walter has a good point and I have a good point, so we'll save that a little bit. But Ray, defend your cousin.
So let's talk about, I don't want to talk about it because.
I do.
Because you want to offend your family?
I mean.
And your fans?
I don't need to say much because the bitch got dumped. But Danny Lee basically was dumped by DaBaby. And we called this, I want to say, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
for sure, 2 weeks ago. I was giving it a month. Clearly, I was wrong. DaBaby got rid of the colorist.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy when a girl's bad for your brand tea. And you got to break up with her.
That happens more than you think.
It doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not... Never mind. I can't say that.
Oh.
It's Valentine's Day weekend. Can't say that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't say that.
I just want to say, first of all, I don't know if you guys... Okay, I only took like 2 minutes to like look at the tags and the replies and stuff.
Yes.
So there have been people under her pictures commenting like, oh, I guess yellow bone is not what he wants. So obviously it's so cliche and corny.
What'd you put?
I didn't put anything. I was just laughing and hearting all the comments.
Oh, God.
So,
you're sick.
So she ended up writing like, oh, is that all you guys have like to say? Like,
yeah, I did see that.
Like, so she actually started blocking people. So
she's corny.
Yeah. So, DaBaby is single. And
look at what you said right before mingle. Valentine's Day. look at your head down on Valentine's Day.
And ready to mingle. And I'm so happy for that black man. You know why? Because it's Black History Month. So yeah, fellas, listen, if you have an image for yourself, if you're branding and you have a significant other that's not good for you, get rid of them. Immediately, as fast as what the baby did for the colors.
Yeah, he ain't waste no time.
He didn't even give it a month.
And he got two calls.
Okay, we just talk about that. So like, she didn't get the two cars.
She didn't. I didn't think she bought him two cars. I mean,
no, she didn't get even one car.
That's what I'm saying. I doubt that. You have to be either insane or insane to buy a partner a car in a month.
Yeah,
like you. I don't care how much money you have. That's insane.
That's weird.
That kind of made me uncomfortable too.
Yeah,
like, no, I know. You're moving so fast. I'm like, you're moving mad fast in me right now. Like, I got you flowers and chocolate.
Yeah.
Not flowers and chocolate.
I don't think that she got in the car. But
how do we know? Nobody knows anything. Yeah, there's no facts to this? I thought you guys
had a... So she didn't get the cars. People thought she got the cars. I thought she got the cars too. And yeah. I called her a dummy. But then his homeboy ended up commenting saying that he got one of the trucks and his manager got the other truck. Or whatever car he got. So his people's got him the car.
I see. Yeah. And that as a man or woman, you just can't do too much like that. I mean, there's a point, there are moments when you can do too much, but...
Take your time.
Yeah.
There's stages.
If you do too much, that shit is always a turn off. And I was going to save this question for later on, but I think
I love when the girls... No,
never mind. You're always dragging it. And yeah, that's why you're a Brio.
Yo, y'all don't be ever having like... Yo, what? Okay. You never had a situation where it's like the too much is mad early. Like, if the first day could be mad intense.
Okay.
Right? And it's like, fuck it, date one turns into date two, three for the next 3 days.
Oh, that's already a red flag.
Right, like that shit, that is lit.
But I also know it's not going anywhere. But it's also mad fun.
Yo, that's the funnest, like those 3 days.
So fun.
Those 3 days you just end up with each other because shit.
Yeah. I mean, no, but we weren't like, we were just talking, but... Like, who I'm talking about? Like, there was one time where... No, like, no.
Oh, I'm like, for 3 days straight?
don't have a type of show like that. No. Again. What you just did, don't ever do that shit. No. That's the last time. That's going to stop right
okay,
there.
Okay, okay.
No, there was a situation where I was talking to a guy, and, like, he doesn't know this to this day, but, yeah. Like, I would be so excited to see him. It would be so intense that my hands, my palms would get so hot. I would get so... Hot.
So like nervous or excited or
both. So I would get, it would just be very intense. It would be very like, it's just very anxious for me. And then when I would see him, it would just be like, oh, this is nice. Like, I'm enjoying myself. You're so much freaking fun. Like, I am enjoying you so much. I would get hot sometime though. Like, I've never experienced before. I've never experienced
being that excited to see somebody.
Being that excited that I get hot and flustered.
I feel like you're always hot and flustered, but...
Nigga.
Why is nigga talking like that? What's up with him?
Yeah, not for these
check
niggas.
This nigga, yeah. Fuck is this nigga, fuck this nigga
you,
talking
are
to?
Are you dumb?
Right. Fuck is this nigga talking to you like that for? What's up with this nigga?
So you're always hot and
flustered. Always, yeah.
You're okay, yeah. I really don't like that.
You're always hot and flustered. What the fuck is
this? That's insane. I don't sound like that. Number one and two.
You guys like experienced that though?
Have
you guys like ever got hot
no,
or like?
I'm a grown ass man.
The fuck?
No.
Okay,
no,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, but I'm not deterred. There are points where like you'll be so engulfed in the girl that you just like this affair. You don't want to leave. Like everything is cool. Like okay, you go out to eat. You go out to brunch, and then it turns into dinner. And then it turns to, okay, let's hang out after. And then, oh, shit, turns into the morning. And it's like, oh, shit, we could might as well
this
do it again.
This is so much fun.
We're having such a, we might as well just do it again today. Why not? And like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes that shit just turns into that. Like, those are the best 3 days of your life. Then day 4 is like, wow, I have a life. I hate you now. And I've got to go.
Okay, now that is alarming. That is alarming. Because nothing changed between day 3 and 4. Nothing.
Nothing. But those 3 days that I didn't come home and you was cool and
yeah.
I had to buy a toothbrush at the corner store and I had to buy clothes at VIM because it's right there. Like
not them.
I mean, you want to say?
I am telling you. Happy Black History Month. I used to love me some them.
Shout out to Flatbush, you know the vibes. Shout out to the Junction, you know what it is. Shout out to the VIM over there. But anyway.
I hate niggas.
But Walter, yes, your topic.
First of all, that I think that is something we have to address eventually.
What?
How you can go from loving someone day 3 to 4, I hate you, but not today. But,
yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
but, I'm saying I love you. That's just, bro, there are just times where you're just on, like, a staycation with that one person. You go on date one, and it's like, well, we just kind of want to keep going because neither one of you have anything to do. You have no one you're talking to at all. It's like, shit, I'm going to just go home and do nothing. She's like, hey, you want to do something else? Sure. It goes from Friday.
It's just spontaneous.
Evening.
Yeah.
Or goes from a Friday at 1 p.m. because you're off early on work to a Sunday night. It's like, oh, shit, I've gone home.
But it's fun.
And it's those are fun. But then you wake up, it's like, well, I have like a life or something. Yeah. I actually know nothing about you. Yeah. And this is kind of weird now. Okay. So I'm going to go to my house.
I know about my niggas. You're weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's okay. All right, cool.
Lord, we are off to it.
You be meeting like girls in the club and trying to do that. Like, no.
I never. Okay.
Are you sure?
Look at her slut shaming you.
you
met them in a club.
You see women? Look, I mean, slut shaming.
I'm not slut shaming.
Right.
But those are like those are 2-3 day adventures where you don't know what's about to happen. Those are great. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel you.
That's lit. That's fire to me.
We love sluts.
Yo, all right. Whoa, topic, please.
Okay, now I just had a question because I have to steer it away. And how, as like men, like it is our responsibility to create those like special moments with your partner.
Where do I start?
Okay, I'm saying.
Okay, I'm gonna start with the brokies.
Oh, hold on. Let me ask my damn question first. As men, part of our role and responsibility with a woman is to kind of almost create those like movie like moments where like she comes to the house, you surprise her with some flowers, and then you guys have a picnic in the crib because it's quarantine, and you pull out some alcohol and some sex toys, and you cook for her, like, and she loves that shit. She's all giggly. But I'm saying, like, for women, like, does that responsibility fall on them as well? And what's that balance? You feel me? Like,
for women and what they should get for men?
No, or just in being mindful to create those like special moments in the relationship. Yeah. For your partner, whether it be man or a woman, I feel like as men, it's almost implied that we do that. But my question to you guys is that
do women have that job?
Yeah. Well? And what is the ratio that is like you think would be balanced or like healthy? You feel me?
So, like, I feel like in society, women, especially with social media, which makes shit way worse, women don't, which unfortunately don't have that job. It seems like it's all about the man making the woman happy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't chew my head, ladies. I'm just being honest.
That's what it is. That's what, like, I was thinking about.
It's not fair to you guys. To me.
Okay.
I feel like, example, like, for Valentine's Day coming up, it seems like it's centered around making the woman feel good.
Yeah.
And men should be creating these experiences for women.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think to myself, like, every Valentine's Day, like, what about women? Like, what are we creating for the guys? Because, you know, let's be very clear. Valentine's Day is a white people's holiday.
Yes, yes.
So I don't even know why we're doing this, but if it's going to be like a love holiday, I feel like it should be from both ends. But then also a lot of women do feel, which is so unfortunate, that all they have to do is give their pussy and they're good. So I just want to also be very clear with that, women. Yes, we all have a vagina, but we also all have a vagina. So if he's not going to get it from you, he can find it somewhere else. So yes, we are to find our bodies to be very sacred temples.
Yeah, as you should.
Yes, but also don't think that he cannot get it anywhere else. Mm. So offer something else. Just then, because they're offering peen, dick. So why can't we?
I'm trying to take it seriously.
I'm sorry. Okay, I can't take this shit seriously either. Why can't we offer for the guys like
something? Creating those special moments?
It have to be centered around women all the time?
Yeah, no, that I was
like there was this whole debate of women. A lot of women on my timeline have been saying like, "Oh, me get a gift? Yeah. My pussy's a gift," and it's like, whoa, bitch. Like, get out the way. Are you kidding me?
And a lot of pussy don't be gifts. Not a lot, like, honestly. A
lot of mercy.
Them shits, like, them should be just, like, regular. Like, no, like, I'm just saying, like, if every girl thinks, like, come on. Like, don't.
No, that's really OD.
Like, wake up.
That's OD.
When I made the noise earlier. Yeah. Like.
You were backed up.
No.
Oh my.
No, I faked it. First of all, I faked it.
Do not talk about John's.
Yeah, don't talk about that.
I'm sorry.
That's your last John's time.
Okay. Delayed train.
Yeah. Pause. All
right, Ray said it.
Now, I'm Paul Ray.
I said you got some congestion on.
Yeah, Paul. Yo, don't say congestion to me. Yo.
On the F train.
Yo, Paul. Yo.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Okay, so, well, yeah, that's
just... You got a 10-minute delay.
Women should... Whoa. Women should, for sure, create positive experiences for their mate.
More specifically, because I was thinking back on past parties, I'm like, yo, this shit was not balanced. Like, I'm here racking my brain to go ice skating and all this cute
racking
shit.
Racking my money.
And, like, I'm like, what do you think is a... Because, obviously...
What's the balance?
The men are the ones who are lead and pursue, so they should obviously contribute more because women are the most godly thing on this planet. But, like, what's a good... Out of 100, what's a good balance where you think a healthy relationship should be?
So, can I give you an example?
Yeah.
Say, Valentine's Day, if your man... gets a hotel room for you at the, what is it? The Standard High Line?
Yeah.
I need to try that place, by
the way. I'm not giving my sauce, so God bless. Say whatever you want.
Okay, Standard High Line.
I'm not giving my sauce.
I think it's in, I don't know where it is. Google it. But if he happens to get you guys a hotel room, surprise him. And if they have like a massage type of thing, surprise him and pay for a massage thing where both of y'all get, you know, like find a median where he surprises you, you surprise him. Find a median. But also, that comes with you knowing your nigga and reading the room. A lot of y'all don't even be knowing who y'all fucking. So let's start there.
That's to me, that's all it really comes down to. Just knowing who you're dealing with.
Right.
Because like before Walter said, I was going to say, listen, bro, honestly, like women go through a lot.
Yeah.
And like as men, we put women through a lot.
Yeah.
So for me to us.
Yeah, y'all ain't shit.
For me to be on some like, yo, it's Valentine's Day. Meet me halfway. Nah, fam. Okay.
No, it's never 50-50.
But it seems like it's all the time.
At least on social media,
they drag it. But it seems like to me, being a very critical and honest person, as a woman, it seems like women expect over and beyond and don't even care to put in 10%.
Like,
that's what I see.
It's as little as like, yo, if we go out, if we go out to brunch, but you want to, I don't know, if you want to stay at the bar, like if I pay for the brunch and everything, and then you say, oh, let's just kick it at the bar now or something.
At least do the tip.
Not even like, okay, now you buy, like, I would hope you would buy the first drink at the bar if I just paid for the $125 brunch.
Yeah. I see.
Doing something.
Yeah, but I'm never thinking about what you get.
Right.
It's always about the thought. A calculation.
Yeah, like, right.
The thought is the thought is making those special moments doesn't equate to money. It's just thinking about someone besides yourself.
Right,
That's what it is.
So I'm saying, like, if I get the hotel room, but she buys me, or she gets, like, if she gets the hotel room, she bought an extra 3 bottles just because she didn't know what was happening and she decided to.
Yeah.
The thoughtfulness enough.
Right.
It's just all about thoughtfulness.
I'm going to marry her.
Right.
For me.
3 extra bottles?
Yeah. Okay. For me, I'm saying this is thoughtfulness and it matters to me. I've never, it's not a ratio. It's just, as long as you thought about contributing, I'm cool.
Okay.
Right.
As long as you thought about it. Like, I don't actually, because I'm cool. Like, we're good. Like, just think about it. Like, think, hey, maybe I could have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't, it's like, okay, it's just a red flag. It's like, all
right,
well, I see where your head's at.
Right. If niggas get you a hotel room, at least when y'all get back to the crib, surprise a nigga with his favorite sneakers.
Something. Yeah, just a contribution is a thing. Right. Not a matter of like,
And it's how you go about it, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, do something. Yeah, somewhere.
Just do something, yeah.
Please.
Just do something. Yes, something. It's not about what it is. Just do something.
Yeah, right.
Because it's never a monetary measure. Yo, just do fucking something.
Right.
So don't be walking around here like, yeah, like, okay. Right. All right. Sit down. Sit down, please.
Because at the end of the day, a good guy does deserve...
To be spoiled from time to time.
To be spoiled and loved.
I'm here busting my ass to keep your ass happy.
No one called you a good guy. So let's start there.
you see your niggas assume.
Hello.
Hello.
But I do have a... You know what happens when you assume.
Okay, next topic, please.
You make an ass out of yourself.
Right, please.
Okay, so I do have another. I want to piggyback off your hot take.
Go ahead.
Now, this is me shitting on men.
Do your thing. Sometimes we deserve it.
Okay.
Sometimes we deserve it. Go ahead.
My question for the guys, which actually one of my homegirls posted. Why do men feel like not cheating is the only thing applicable to take to make them a good boyfriend?
I don't feel like that, but I hear you.
So
I don't feel like that, but I'll talk as if that's a hot take.
That's a real hot take because you know that shit is true.
But no, but that's literally what I was saying. Like we'll do the bare minimum and say, "Yo, we gave her everything."
Right? Nigga, I didn't cheat.
All you did was just not fuck somebody. Right. Like all you woke up in the morning and said, "What are you actually doing?" All you woke up in the morning and did was not fuck, bro. That's not that. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what are you bringing?
But
to
you're
the
not
table?
Bringing anything. To, like, you're just not fucking somebody else today.
Right. Right.
Like, no, I'm. I'd be on like, bro.
That's
I hear
loyalty.
You.
Right. That's the most
now,
important thing in a relationship.
Now all it takes is loyalty.
Now all it takes. Now all it takes is that. That's it.
I tell you.
The niggas talking about hotel rooms and lingerie, right. But now, yo, just don't cheat on me. Not, pick one, my nigga.
No, I'm saying it takes much more than loyalty, but you have nothing without loyalty.
Wait, what's nothing without loyalty? See? No, what's nothing without loyalty? No,
relationship, to make a relationship work...
Well, life is nothing without loyalty.
Let's start
your
with
job,
trust, not loyalty.
Yeah,
trust.
But trust is loyalty. They go hand in hand, don't they?
No,
no?
They don't.
They go hand in hand, but they're the same thing.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Trust is much more important to a relationship than loyalty.
Yes.
No.
I have to.
You can do both.
Yeah, I have to.
Like, what the fuck?
You could do both. Yes. You could do both. Yeah. No, you could do both.
Okay.
They're not.
Yes, also, you should do both. Wait, what kind of men? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Yo, what is happening?
Okay. I just feel like guys feel like, if they go a period of time of not cheating, that they're the greatest boyfriend in the world.
Okay.
And sometimes men have to be transparent with themselves.
Yeah. True.
And ask themselves, what am I bringing forth to this relationship?
Okay.
Can she learn from me? Can I learn from her? Is she caring? I mean, am I caring? Am I loving? Am I supportive?
Yeah.
Like all of these things, like, am I trustworthy? Like, all of these things. Like, it really... Some of you niggas are... okay, I'm not going to say it infuriates me. But it's just crazy how some niggas think, like, I have not cheated on her. I am the greatest boyfriend ever. I deserve everything.
Yeah. That's why when, like, women say, hey, like, have you ever cheated on a girl? And, like, I always preface it by saying, I hate to sound like that guy.
Yeah.
But nah. Because it makes it sound like I'm just so above the fold, in a sense.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not the public persona, in a sense. So it's like, yo. But it's like, have you ever cheated? I'll be like, not up. And then it's an immediate suck your teeth. What, are you kidding me? Sure, nigga. But it's like, that's why I always preface it. I'm not trying to sound like that guy, because that doesn't make me better than any other dude. But, no, I just haven't been in that situation. But the fact that that's so common, it's like, all right, well, it makes niggas that don't cheat like, oh.
Right.
Like, damn.
Oh my gosh, we just missed the whole topic. What Super Bowl.
No, that's we said that shit to the end, bro.
Yeah, okay. So that have a whole excerpt on that, but okay, let's continue.
Yeah. But yeah, that's your question was, why do men think that not cheating is just that's fine. That's all you need to do.
Like that's what makes me a good boyfriend.
I don't know, because I hear you. Yeah. Because not cheating does not make you a good girlfriend.
But then also to play devil's advocate, because since both you niggas are too scared to bring it up.
Okay.
Why do women feel like them providing pussy is what makes them only a good girlfriend?
That's not it.
Okay,
all.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. I'm trying to lie for niggas. I can't even lie for niggas.
Please.
Nah.
Get the fuck out of here.
There are some women that feel that way.
Yeah.
Not everyone, though.
I mean, God bless you. That's playing y'all. That's like, oh, cool. This was great, but I hate you. So here's that. There's that problem.
Lord of mercy. Yeah,
damn them jeans.
It's all right. Like, the sex was great, but I kind of hate you.
So I gotta go.
I gotta go. Like,
what's the song
you have
that
a terrible
we can
attitude,
sing?
You're rude to the waiter. Like, look, I gotta go.
Oh my god, don't you hate that? Being rude to the waiter. Have y'all ever experienced that?
There's two sides to it.
With a girl being rude to the waiter?
Like on a date?
Yeah.
And she's like wilding out?
Yeah.
She's just,
or just being rude.
I mean, women.
Yeah, I had to, because I experienced my homegirl being fucking rude to a waiter. So
I mean,
know
of course
had
I've
to.
Experienced it, but there's two sides to it. Like, there's a girl that's just nasty, rude, and I hate that shit.
Me too.
So, but there's also women that would be like,
you turn the fuck up.
Yeah, I like the girl that's like, yo, and like, cause me, if you mess up on my fucking, I'm not gonna drag it. That's just not my
baguettes are cold.
Like,
I like that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, look like, yeah, like, yo, he didn't get his fries. Like, dead ass. He didn't get his fries. Like, right. I like that a little bit.
And now but his food is cold. So now you got to do this like, whole shit
like,
over.
But you, just don't be naturally rude. Like, yo, I need this, this, and this. Like, I don't like that. Okay. But, yeah, you can bark on him a little bit. Yo, this nigga wants this, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. There's usually something coming off the bill, so it's lit. And I'm gonna pay for it.
Say that twice.
Now, nigga, I tell you. Well, like, it's Black History Month, can't say shit.
Oh, man. Well, that was the, was that it for your question?
Yep, that was just what
And then, no, then Ray gave us the next question.
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah, I'm on a good boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know why we do that. I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea. I don't know why we think that's it.
You niggas don't know a lot.
I mean, I just...
Niggas don't know a lot. Let's be real.
If it don't apply...
And then
if it don't just apply, let it fly. Hold
on. Remember what I say, that niggas don't know a lot?
We don't.
And just remember when we talk about the Super Bowl, then it's going to all connect together. Wow. Okay, continue.
Wow. No, cool. That's it. I mean, you're right. But for me, if it don't apply, let it fly. Like, I'm not one of them niggas. Like, yo...
I'm not one of them.
I'm not. Like, yo, I don't cheat, so why are you mad? No, what the fuck? There's mad other reasons to be mad.
Yeah.
I don't do shit. I'm always ready to pick you up. Like, there's mad shit that would get on my nerves. I know if you do it. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But I think that goes into Malcolm and Marie. The internet was ablaze. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Because we've all been there before. That's
I haven't
why.
Seen the movie yet, so I okay. can't say.
No spoiler alerts.
I mean, it's been like... What, a week and a half now?
I know, I'm so late. I mean, we won't spoil it for Ray. Sit down. But then somebody lied and said, oh, it's 5 hours. So I was like, I'm definitely not watching this shit now. I'm like, I ain't got time to watch it for 5 hours. But my dumb ass shouldn't really say, it's a movie release 5 hours.
Yeah.
Nah. The Titanic's not even that long.
You love bringing up that shit.
I don't know why that movie.
I've never seen it.
That is, oh, but you love yourself some white shows.
I've never seen that.
You see how niggas are? Okay.
No, I'm not into white people drowning.
Yeah, a little bit. But you like Seventh Heaven.
I've never,
and
yo.
Freaking Something on the Hill.
Nah, Something on the
Black History Month. Malcolm and Marie, two black
you
people.
You the type of nigga that would like Friends over...
Over all black shit.
No, what's the shit that they copied the Friends off of?
Look at what you're saying.
With Queen Latifah.
You talking about In Living Color?
In Living Color.
Is that like a... Like a noted...
That's a known fact.
Really?
Yes. The creators of Friends,
Friends
copied the idea of In Living Color. Wow. The what's her name? The one that had the braids, the short braids? She spoke about it on The Breakfast Club.
She's very black.
Yeah, she spoke about it on The Breakfast Club.
Look at what Walt said. Nah, I don't like Friends. That's not my shit.
It's not your shit?
No, it's just white people being white. I don't like any show of people
I'm
just being people.
I'm surprised you don't like that show.
I hate shows of just people being people. There's got to be something happening. No, I don't like that shit.
Life is happening, bro.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
That's
so,
why you don't like Moesha.
There's nothing to center around what's happening each season. It's just niggas. They open every season. Hey.
Do you like Sex in the City?
No. There's nothing happening in that show.
Okay.
So you like a plot.
I've been
just
saying
say
this.
That then.
No. I've been saying this
just
for literally 92
that.
Straight episodes.
He likes a plot if a white man wrote it. That's what it is.
Oh, that is it's absurd.
Well, white people wrote Malcolm and Marie, so I guess y'all hate it too.
Did they?
We found that out. And then Twitter was like, oh my God.
I thought Zendaya and Denzel's son wrote it.
Mm.
I think one of them is the executive producer, but I wish I did more research.
White person
wrote it? Kill me.
Oh, yeah, you're
but
right.
No,
a white person did write it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, which is okay.
Is it? They should have released this shit after Black History Month. I'm not trying to see shit that anybody wrote that's white related.
I feel you. But I mean.
And they could have. I love Zendaya. She's an amazing actress.
Oh, yeah. She was in character.
An amazing actress. I do feel they should have casted, particularly, what's her name, from Black Mirror with an episode of the black couple, and they were sitting down in that diner. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, she could have played.
Like, she would have been more appropriate.
Yeah, but I don't know if she would be able to get in that zone like Zendaya did. Like, she was like in that shit. Like,
yeah, just to preface.
Like, if she could be a crackhead, if you could be a crackhead, you can be anything you want to be.
Especially when you're like not a crackhead. Like, and,
when you're not a crackhead.
I think it's like, is she on drugs? You're like, that's good acting. Like, I think she may be on drugs, guys. So I feel you. But what were you about to say, John?
No, I was just going to preface everything I'm going to say about the actual movie that Zendaya.
Yes, tell us your perspective.
And John David Washington, phenomenal job acting.
Yeah.
Like, that's some of the best acting I've seen in a very long time. And once I picked up on the structure of it, after 40 minutes, I was like, I'm going to turn this off because I kind of get the back and forth, you know, because it felt less like it felt like just like a conversation in a circle of a really toxic couple.
Yeah, that's.
But then I kept watching and I'm just like, okay, hopefully I can find something to learn from this, which.
Did you?
What I picked from it was the questions that we need to be asking ourselves in relationships more so than like learning from it. So I picked questions that when you're in these relationships, you need to be asking yourself this, because that's what this whole thing reflected on me as. Because Twitter's like, it triggered me. I can't speak for your plight. No, it didn't trigger me. No, it didn't make me think about, oh my God. Like,
yeah, that's all I've seen.
Yeah, but like, I didn't. But this would probably, this may be more triggering for women because he was saying some terrible things to her.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, there's also a side where you can see her gaslighting him. Mm. So that was a constant back and forth.
Okay.
But
how long is the movie?
An hour 30, hour 40.
Yeah. Going back.
It's all the movie was just them. It was a conversation
from
back
the beginning,
and forth.
Beginning?
From the beginning, it starts off with her being passive aggressive about something that he did.
Oh,
and from
God.
There,
it's I don't think I have the time for that.
It's just an argument. It literally just progresses through an argument for an hour and 40 minutes.
They in the house the whole time?
Yeah. They'll fight. So let's say he'll bring up a point. They fight for 20 minutes. She brings up a point. They fight for 20 minutes. It's just that constant back and forth.
I don't think I have
it. And then in between that, they'll break it up with a 7-minute, like, they'll make up. Make out with each other for 7 to 8 minutes, then they go back to fighting.
Keep it.
Right. So, and there was no resolution, which I didn't like about that.
Oh, keep it.
Like,
keep it.
Kind of just end like, no, they didn't have makeup sex. They didn't break up. They didn't walk out on each other. They didn't have a resolution. But one thing I took from it was like the idea of engulfing. Yeah, Walter's phone is unbelievable right now. But,
you
can't believe he's texting during the podcast.
I'm finding content.
Yeah, that's content, all right, nigga.
No,
I tell you, the IG is after me, bro. Mm-hmm.
The engulfing of your life in your partner's life and the expectations of partnership. And it's not only necessarily a relationship, it's just in life in general.
Yeah.
That's what watching that was like, yo, sometimes we have to check ourselves what we put on other people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to check ourselves because a lot of the shit they were talking about is what they're just putting on each other.
Yeah.
And like where I wrote that down, I'm watching it. And then she said, it's literally the beginning. The first argument was like, hey, he didn't thank me. You didn't thank me in your speech. He just put out context. He just put out a movie, his first movie. And it was getting everybody telling him how great it was. And she says the movie was based off of her.
Was it?
We never really like. I mean, through the conversation, he does say parts of it were based off her, but he also gave examples where it wasn't. But the overall premise was
he had a speech.
You didn't thank me in your speech. You thanked 107 people, but you forgot to thank me.
How do you guys feel about that? Do you agree that he should have added her in his speech?
When you get to the end of it, she kind of breaks down where that even comes from. But even if in that spec, I think like, I can see the portion, the person of being upset, but also
get the fuck out of here.
I mean, that's and that's like the thing with me. It's like, it's sometimes the work. And being with somebody, it gets so fuzzy. And that, whether it be relationships or friendships, it gets so fuzzy because the expectations of the other person are different. If somebody's with you 24/7 holding you down, of course you thank them. But also, if you're not involved in my work at all and you just want to be thanked, then what's your premise here?
I can understand that. But if you are a wife or even a husband, there is some type of support.
There's sacrifice and support.
So whether it's him coming home and she's cooking dinner for him or giving him massage, whatever the case may be, cleaning his clothes, ironing his clothes to help him,
That right. is still support.
And that's the thing. Our support comes in 100 different forms.
Yeah.
Not what you like as support.
Right.
Support is so many different things. But what just because you don't like it as support doesn't take away from the support. And that's kind of, that's also a factor. Mm. Like, just because I don't like the way you support me, that it doesn't negate the support.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, does that take away? Because if, yeah, if, for me, this is how I think about it. If I liked opera or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know the person I'm with, we have a bunch of shit in common, but she just hates opera. Right? But we're together. There's just one thing you'd like that I like that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But the one time she comes to the opera, it's going to mean the world to me.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're coming, you're doing something you don't like just for me this one time. Like, it's I don't need, like, that's just, yo, the fact that you even took the one time to do something that I don't necessarily, that you know, I know you don't like, that you're doing for me, it's going to mean everything to me. And that one time, I'm going to cherish that forever because I know you did that solely for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, because that, like, it, that's how I see it. So it's like, in relationships, everything, you're not going to like everything about your partner. You're not going to like, then you just find somebody to be in the opera club with because you shouldn't have to put yourself in a position where I really hate something just to be with you.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The problem in this was like she was an actress and he didn't cast her in the film, pretty much.
Mm.
But he said that I honestly, this is my first feature film and I don't think you're hungry enough.
Mm, damn.
I don't think you were, you didn't work hard. You don't work hard enough. He said in a really nasty way, so I get it.
Damn.
But like those are like, that's life sometimes. But I equated it back to like, coming to a value with your partner, whether it be a partner, whether it be a friendship, whether it be like if you're, I remember, I'll go back, my parents hated football. Like when I played football, my parents fucking hated football. They didn't like the idea of me getting hit by a bunch of dudes. Like they did not like that. But one day, mom surprised me. She was like, yo, I'm just gonna go to one game. I appreciated that so much. And I realized, yo, I don't even like football that much.
Yeah.
Like, it was just them taking the time
to just come
of
to
their
game.
Busy schedules, of their being, like, yo, I'm going to go one time because you really like this shit.
And to show support.
And just to show you support, bro, I would never need them to go to a game again.
Yeah.
Because I know you hate, look, I don't want to put you in a position where you're going to some shit I'm just not into. Because it feels like I'm forcing you anyway, so it's not, it's disingenuous anyway.
Yeah, right. So keep it.
It's like, yo, it's disingenuous anyway. If you felt this way about the movie and shit, yo, honestly, I'd rather you talk to me about it. Don't spend all this time while I'm developing it, right, while I'm producing it, to go there and just be bitter.
Right.
It just took away from everything. That's what makes me think about relationships. Like, we'll just sit there and we'll just deal with it. It's like, oh, I hate this shit, but I'm going to keep going. And then you just build an annoyance. Then it's like, it's all going to blow up. Like, I fucking hate this shit anyway. Why you made me go? Then I'm like, fam, I'm dating a girl and she hates podcasting, if you take the time and we do one live show and you just show up to that and never listen to an episode, I will forever just be grateful that you just went to that one live show because I know you did something you hated.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of like, that's what I took from taking away from the internet's nonsense. That's what I took from that, just gratitude in a sense. Yeah. Like, yo, the one time you came through for me in terms of that situation, even though I know you don't like this shit.
Yeah.
That means the world to me because I know you hate this shit. If your girl hates basketball, but she came to you to the game, that one game, just to support because she just...
That's a different perspective because she's coming for them niggas. But anyway.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, no.
All of them niggas.
Sorry. Oh. No, okay, no. What I do want to say about...
She's fucking
the... What is it? Malcolm Middle? I'm sure you like that show.
I've never seen that show either.
Okay.
Raise on fire.
With the Malcolm, I know, thanks.
And you seem to be naming a lot of shows that none of, no problem. No, it's all good. You seem to be like Malcolm in the Middle. That's a B list. Like
I will say the show that I do like that's white
is The Bachelor. Oh, shit.
No, I hate that show. Leave It to Beaver. Anyway.
Ray.
Oh, and I love Twilight Zone. Oh, okay, I'm going to continue. The Malcolm and Marie, I will say, I have seen, I want to say 100% of women say that they were triggered from this movie. So I do want to say to you guys, if you really feel triggered, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I can't really judge. I'm not taking away from your experience and what you have dealt with in your past.
But I will say, if you feel triggered from a movie, there, like how what John has said previously, look into yourself and see and tackle those demons, because those are demons that are they're just digging deeper holes within your soul, and you need to heal that, because you should at a point be able to watch a movie like that and not be affected in a way where you're triggered and you're upset that you end up watching the movie. A lot of women said that they were pissed.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, all
right. Not that they wasted their time watching the movie because they didn't like it, but because they were that triggered. And if it's that bad for you, please dig in. Don't be afraid. I always say it visually, look in a mirror if you can and speak to yourself. Is there anything that you need to tackle? And this can go for men as well. Is there anything that you need to tackle soul-wise that is holding you back? So yeah, that just have to say about that.
And Zendaya, she was unbelievable.
And she's amazing.
And John David Washington, yeah, them two, their chemistry, I don't know what happened, but they must hate each other a little bit.
You know what's funny? When I first the commercial, whatever, I was thinking like, they should have chose somebody else. Because mentally in my mind, I was like, yo, she's like 21 and he's like damn near 40, if he's 40.
Okay, Zendaya is dead ass our age.
No, he's dead ass not.
We have to start doing that. Zendaya's not, like, not that
23. Young. But 23 and what is it? Him being damn near his 40s?
Okay, real quick. We just got to research because I didn't know this was going to come up. But
maybe 23, 24,
23. Zendaya's 24.
24 years old. But still, a 24-year-old with a 30, I think he's at least 36. But that happens in society sometimes.
No, it does.
Yeah, that doesn't affect.
I just wish I seen, like, that woman I mentioned previously.
Yeah. John David Washington is 36.
Yeah.
He's 36?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, not bad.
I think, yeah, they are, they worked very well together. Mm-hmm. They worked very well
together. I mean, they're both amazing actors.
Very much so. So, shout out to them. Shout out to the movie casting two black leads, showing them in that way. But I did hate people saying, like, that's just a toxic. No, if the relationship is the toxic that is being portrayed in this movie, you got to leave.
Yeah.
Y'all got to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
One of y'all got to dip out. There's too many demons that y'all kept holding.
Yep.
So that's that in terms of that for me for the movie. Any other thoughts? No. Anything else in the pop culture besides the
Beyonce releasing Ivy Park February 19th?
Oh, yeah. That.
But
that,
will I get any of her pieces? Probably not, because they always freaking sell out anyway.
It's okay, Ray.
It's getting old. I'm getting like do you know how many times I sent her a DM of my address for her to send me stuff? And she surprise, fails. Answer, huh? And she fails.
But she has like 30 wow, million
Beyonce.
Followers.
Real classy. Nah, real freaking classy.
That's racist. But she did drop her trailer for the line with Gucci and
looking good as hell.
Yeah.
Period. You find Gucci Mane attractive?
I mean, no, he look good.
Okay.
Now. No, I wasn't talking about Beyonce, though.
Oh, no. Fire. Oh, yeah. She was fire. And period. I'm pretty sure she had, I don't want to.
Hailey Bieber?
Yeah, no. Hailey Bieber, which I always cut it off at that part. I don't care about Hailey.
I mean, I don't think anyone. Except Justin Bieber.
Fair. No, it was shot well. It was well art direction. It was tough.
And sending to celebrities and stuff, sending her sneakers in ice, like ice boxes.
That's hard.
Like,
that's hard.
That's money.
That's hard.
Smart, great marketing.
That's great marketing. It's money.
That's hard.
Amazing. We love you, Beyonce. I love you.
No, we do.
We all love Beyonce.
We all love you.
We all love Beyonce.
I would like to, when, I'm not even saying when things go back to normal, I would like for all of us to go to a Beyonce concert. I know I've been to a lot of them already, but I would like for all of my friends, if they love me, to experience a Beyonce concert.
I would love to go to a Beyonce concert.
Okay.
I would love to.
Keep your word. What about you, Walter?
I've seen her perform twice.
What about you, Walter? You're an artist. This should be something that you need to see for yourself.
No. She's super tough.
I think it describes Beyonce.
Nigga didn't even say yes or no. I tell you.
Nigga described Beyonce as tough.
Wow, like tough.
I just, for me.
Nigga called Cardi an icon.
Like, what the hell?
Beyonce's tough.
Obviously, she's an icon, but for me, to 30,000 women screaming, all the single ladies, all the single ladies.
You don't think she's an icon?
No, she's an icon. But I'm saying for me, that I don't think I'm ready.
She doesn't even perform that song.
Yeah, she doesn't perform that song. All right. That's not her 20.
You would love it.
I just feel like if I go to the bathroom and I don't say after you, madam, I'm everyone's gonna like shun me.
Oh no,
this not woke, nigga. Like, he didn't open the door for me. Like the gender wage gap, like
it's actually sadly a lot of white people at her concerts.
Oh god,
it's so many. Yeah, it's a lot of black people too, but it's a lot of white people.
It's expensive to get a ticket.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's worth it though. I definitely want to experience that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know you guys didn't watch the Britney doc either.
No, not yet.
I keep seeing those troubling messages.
Yeah. Nah, Britney. And then I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. And then I clicked on something. I'm typing in Britney Spears in Hulu, and one thing shows up, but it didn't say anything Britney in the title. So I click on it. It's like a New York City. It's a New York Times
documentary,
kind of like series of people, and that's where Britney Spears was, and. It starts off with a Free Britney campaign.
Go ahead, Free Britney.
Right, a Free Britney campaign. And the basis of it is trying to free Britney from her conservatorship. If you don't know what that is, it's when somebody takes a hold of your well-being because you're not mentally capable. Britney Spears is 40-something.
Damn.
In her 40s. And her father... Well, used to. Right now, they said he stepped down at the end of the documentary because he's of health concerns. But she doesn't have control of her own life. After watching the documentary, there was points I was like, shit, lock her up. But yeah. No. But,
God have mercy.
Not lock her up.
But I feel like if Britney Spears can go on tour, she can handle her life.
Yeah.
She's going on tour. She's selling out shows. But the whole premise of me even bringing up the documentary was... Who y'all gonna let, if y'all go crazy, who y'all want to control all your shit?
Ooh.
Because her dad's a piece of shit.
Probably my mom. Because my mom would like, I don't want to sound like I'm going to jail, but my mom would free me, like, once I'm, if I tell her I'm ready, she would free me.
I see.
And she sees the progress. But I also know that because she's a black mom, black people, they also, well, I can't say all black moms, but most black moms have their... kids' best interest. They know.
They have their motherly instinct.
Yes, they have that motherly instinct.
Yes.
So, because he's a white man. They have no instincts.
Just to rob and steal.
Say it again!
Okay, but yes. I see. Nah, we're gonna get canceled. Like mid-episode.
Say it again.
Okay.
Your coworkers from the PO office. The PO is gonna just roll up in here and take the mics.
Raylan being a probation officer is crazy.
Oh my god. You guys wish I was the feds.
You would definitely flirt with the inmates.
I would not.
Yes, you would.
Oh my
god.
I would not.
I would try
to get them out.
Wait, okay.
So you would
free.
I would free them.
So you'd be Harry Tubman.
Like, yes. 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 Yes.
So you'd leave the white prisoners
shackled.
In jail?
Yeah, they are shackled, you're right.
So you'd free only the black prisoners.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
The fuck?
I mean, if you're not like a serial killer, them serial killers. You gotta stay your ass in there.
you no, not you, man. You stay right there.
Relax.
You're right there.
Don't move.
You know, not you.
You did all that shit.
I'm sorry. If I let you out, you gonna come back and kill me.
I feel you. Okay.
No, that's all I got on the Britney doc, man. By the end of the documentary, I was like, yo, free Britney, goddamn. But listen, they did show a portion of her most latest Instagram stories. Some weird shit going on. No, funny shit.
What?
She's like not blinking.
What? And no, you know, she does some weird shit.
Yeah, but like, you know when you put your hands on your hips, her intention to put her hand on her hips, but it's right here. It's her abdomen. I never seen her hands on the abdomen. So I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with her.
No, but black people, black community, and I don't want to keep harping on this because Black History Month on a white woman.
Okay. That's what I said, let's
but
go.
We do love Britney Spears.
No, we do love Britney Spears.
Yeah. And we
like,
want,
she's one of them ones.
Yeah, no, really. Like, we really love her. So yeah. Her dad needs to free her.
She had a G-pass.
And if she toured, I would legit go and see her.
Right now? Britney's a legend.
Not right now. We're in a panoramic. But okay. When it ends, we were...
That's really become a trend.
I know, right?
And Britney been big Black Lives Matter. Before it was cool, Britney, all equality for people, stop treating Black people this way. Like, yeah. But she's from Louisiana.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, free Britney, and if she needs care and mental facilities, please give her that, because we know what happens with these celebrities when they have all this money and they're out of control. Many times it ends tragically. So if she's tripping out, please get her some help.
They told them, yo, she is mentally unfit. The year they said that, she made $58.3 million.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter how much money you make. Especially
when you
have a God-given talent and the people around you who are actually pulling the levers and you're just performing.
Okay, Walter, real quick, let me break this down for you.
Yes.
Just performing and producing a show, you have to have some type of mental capacity to go and do that.
Yes, but
and producing records. There's no, that's not how that works. Like, niggas aren't about to just, yo, sing this song. All right, you must be fit. No. There's definitely, I'm sure she's off the hinge, but I think you can take care of yourself if people are signing deals for you to do things.
Yeah.
There's no way you mean to tell me I couldn't make this decision. No. It sounds like you're taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
People are putting, Britney Spears still has to go and put on the show. Not even that. Just remember the lyrics and not trip it. Like, that's all in up here.
Yes.
That's not a physical, that's all. Even getting prepared to do something.
Correct.
I'm also not in her crib. So.
Yeah. And there are many geniuses who can do their tasks very well, but outside of that, they're mm-hmm. a mess. And I don't want to dive into it, but look at fucking Kanye, bro. He's a genius, but he's lost in his own world, which happens when, one, you're a genius, and two, you have more money than you can ever imagine. But that's a conversation for another day. I think the most...
Never having that conversation again.
Yeah, we're not. That's what I'm saying. But I think the most impressive, most inspiring, most captivating story of this week was a tweet that kind of... An artist we all love decided to change his career paths. And Shad Moss, formerly known as Lil Bow Wow.
The legend.
Y'all don't want to talk about Kanye West anymore. I don't want to talk about Shad Moss.
Okay, well, I'm diving this real quick.
Yeah, of course.
He tweeted and said, now, I know this might sound crazy.
It's never crazy, Bow.
But after I drop my last album,
mm-hmm.
I will be focusing on TV and film. And joining the WWE... to live a lifelong childhood dream to wrestle in the WWE. I just want to take a second to appreciate the black man having...
Clap it up. He's black, Ray. Clap it up.
He's a black
he's
man.
He's dead 5 feet. They would miss him.
Ray.
They would miss him.
Ray, so he's not black enough for you.
Oh, I didn't say anything about his blackness.
He said, similar to another black woman,
care about the black community by having a concert performing Let Me Hold You to all these black folks in Atlanta.
They went. They decided to go.
You know what?
They decided to go. That's what they did.
Yep.
Bow's a legend, and you need to appreciate him for him being here.
And now
Little
he's going to be
Bow Wow's a legend.
Wrestling big ass fat white niggas in the ring. So
white.
And he said he's naming most of the songs he's naming most of the songs from women he's dated throughout the years, because he knows we love the girl records. That's what he said word for word.
Niggas.
Yeah, I mean, that's messy, but just wanted to shout out Lil Bow Wow.
Shout out Bow, Ray. What's up with you?
We like Lil Bow Wow. Shad Moss, this nigga is lost as hell. He need to go find himself. Like, he's just a lost soul. Okay. Lil Bow Wow, you just don't know? we fucks with him.
Got you.
If he DM'd you, you'd answer.
No.
Come on,
don't do that.
I'm told than him.
It's black.
You would let him fly you out.
I wouldn't. Okay. I used to love me some Bow Wow, but no.
When he was underage? Right.
Okay. That's kind of... and this is a little more serious and a bad segue, I must say. But I was tired of talking about Lil Bow Wow. It wasn't as funny as I thought it would be. But I did see a report. This made me think about you, Ray, immediately. I actually sent it to you in the group chat. A school in Utah is allowing students to opt out of Black History Month curriculum.
That's hilarious.
And what did I send you back? Tell the people.
You said, damn them roots.
No, what did I send you back?
I don't remember. I was high.
Shut that shit up. Oh, yes. That's what I sent you back.
You did say that. I'm very curious as to your thoughts on this, Ray and John.
that's fine. I just want to be able to give my kids the opportunity to opt out of learning about white people.
Woo! Yes, we opt out of White History Month.
Well, everything that you guys have, well, white folks have done has been a lie anyway. So I'd rather not teach him any lies.
Wow, that is a good way to look at it.
No, I'm just like, we opt out of all shit.
Right. We opt out of everything.
Fuck January, February, mathematics. Fuck January, March, June. Yeah, everything's White History Month in this bitch, so we out now. Fuck out of here. I'm not doing shit now.
That is a good way to approach it.
But if you're a black person and choose to live in Utah, I'm going to look at you funny.
Yeah, that's it.
Something's going on. Something's not right.
It's like, what's really going on?
You're
going
to go live with the Mormons? No offense to y'all.
What's Utah's team for basketball?
Utah Jazz. Which constant Jazz players have always talked about how racist Utah is.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
Nah, to make Black History, to give 1 month out of the 6 or 7 month school year, and to give the whites the opportunity to opt out is absurd.
And it's the shortest month.
Absurd.
And it's absurd.
And the fact that every other month is white history.
Yep. We need a longer month.
That shit is absurd.
Or all history can be history because all the history is history.
That's what I'm saying.
They can go to hell.
Yeah, the Caucasian is Caucasian.
Really, they can really go to hell.
That is absurd.
Those are the Ritz. Or as Ray would say, damn crackers.
Oh my gosh, I would not say that because I am rude. But we will say Ritz.
I like the rebrand.
You know what's crazy? My mom was like, when I told her, she was like, well, Ritz doesn't make any sense because Ritz is darker than them. And I'm like, Ma, can you give me a cracker brand then? Like, please.
I guess it'd be Saltines.
It's them with a spray tan.
Saltines!
Yeah.
No.
That's not as funny.
What? I got to think of a name for them. I just can't do crackers.
Ooh, this is good.
We can't say that though.
Yeah, we
can. But we can't.
Yeah.
Is that all we have for pop culture?
Yeah, I want to get in on the Super Bowl.
Before that, there's only one piece of music. There's two pieces of music I think are coming out today. Lucky Day is coming out, which I'm excited for. I think it's a 7-track EP.
On the 12th.
12?
Yeah.
That's even better. It's an album. I'm excited for that. Lucky Day makes great music.
How do you guys feel about Cardi's song, Up? If it's up, then it's stuck. Then it's up.
I forgot to write that down because I felt like forever ago since we recorded.
Question.
But wow.
What? Okay, so I just spoke about it with Ayana and Jordan earlier on FaceTime. What do you guys think, Up, Then It's Stuck? What is that meaning to you guys?
I have no idea what it means. I have absolutely no idea what it means.
Okay, so me and Ayana were saying that we thought Up and It's Stuck means...
an erection, right?
We thought that too. And Jordan had the audacity to tell us, you niggas are uncultured it has always been a phrase. And I said, no, nigga, I've never heard that phrase in my life. He said, no, you're uncultured. Yeah, it's a phrase?
I'm not familiar with the meaning of it, but I've heard it in other songs before. So,
really?
So I'm assuming that it's means something.
I don't know what the fuck that means. I've never heard it till recently.
I don't want to drop names, but did the person you were speaking with say what the meaning of it was or no?
Who?
You just said who were on FaceTime
she said Jordan. Jordan Parks. Shout out to Jordan Parks and Ayana.
Oh, no. They just said it was a phrase that like people, that niggas just say.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. I know niggas been saying it all year, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah. Oh, really? So it is a phrase.
Yeah. Oh, no. Niggas been saying it all year. Niggas been saying it's up in the suck all year, but I never knew what it meant. And I thought the women said it. But, okay. I didn't write this down because... it seems like the world is forgetting, and no one really cares. Yeah, I get it. No one gives a fuck.
No one cares.
But people are saying that Cardi took that song for somebody else.
Really?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
It's alleged. No, it's all alleged.
No. Oh, no, it is?
I mean,
I mean, I don't know if we ever will have a relationship with Cardi, but I mean.
From who?
I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she did it. Damn. But I have the song on my phone because I like it. But
is she a known rapper?
It's a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
From Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah, his...
Oh, is it freaking...
Mr. Fontaine. It's a song featuring Mr. Fontaine.
Bro.
What?
I'm not surprised, but like, that sounds like something he would do. Like the song. Like, that's his sound.
Yeah.
So I get
and
it
I think
now.
You guys are talking about Partisan, which he's collaborated with. That's not what we're
talking
about.
Yeah, no. This is... That's Partisan Fontaine, but this is M.I.R. Fontaine.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
And Mr.
Is he mad or something?
Peso.
Yeah, he tweeted immediately, run me my money. As soon as he heard it, he said, "Ruin My Money."
And it's not the lyrics, because it's really only the chorus. Everything else is like, but it's the same cadence. Damn. Which was like, I don't know if Cardi stole, so I'm not going to say she did. I don't know. But that song, those songs are identical. If you play both of them, like Twitter took it and they blended it, and it you can't even tell the difference.
Damn.
That's bad. You can't tell the difference.
That's bad.
It's the cadence. And unfortunately, it happens. And copywriting music is very difficult.
It is.
Just like copywriting anything. Somebody can add an extra letter. Somebody can add an extra word. An apostrophe. And make it a completely different name and or brand. So that's tough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, I love Cardi, but the shit is too familiar. Like, there's no, like, it's too, the they're pausing at the same time in the songs.
Damn.
Where she goes to, I'm like, oh my, that's he did the same shit.
That's bad.
But both records are great.
Nasty Work.
Both songs are great.
And it's stuck.
Yeah, both songs are great.
I just want to hear
the
some different
visuals work. Is hard.
I mean, yeah, Cardi, on
Cardi,
Cardi looks amazing.
Hard, amazing.
Great visuals. Yeah,
yeah, no,
great art direction. But I think it's gonna this is gonna affect the song's trajectory though, because I haven't since the first day it came out, I haven't really heard a buzz behind it, and I think it's because of this seems like it's taken from somewhere.
Not even that it's taken from somewhere, but it sounds like something that she's done before.
Yeah,
man. I mean, it sounds different, but it also sounds like it's just her music is starting to sound too much alike.
I think,
you know, and it's kind of like I'm not with that shit at this point. It's like I can't keep hearing the same song over and over and over again. So
I like Cardi for shit. I mean, you know, Cardi always tends to surprise me with her album. Well, she only did it once, but when her album came out, it surprised me.
Yeah,
because it had a lot of different records on it. It had the Spanish record. It had
she's just dropping her hits first.
So
this is the album rollout.
Cardi's got such a good creative team that this album's going to be good again. I don't see her not understanding the climate.
Yeah.
So I'm anticipating the Cardi album. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
That record and the other one, they sound like the same shit. It is too similar for that to be a fucking coincidence. If that's a coincidence, which it can be, I don't know. Jesus Christ.
That sucks. Nigga, what's wrong with you?
I'm just shaking my braids.
Oh. But that's that for music.
There's another song too that's new. I don't know if you guys mentioned it. The F-U-C-K by Victoria Monet.
We did not mention that last week.
Okay, great song.
Great song.
Gotcha.
She's expecting to, right?
Yes, I cannot wait till she pops that baby out so she can give us more amazing music.
I love Victoria Monet so much. She just makes amazing music.
Fair. And then, are we missing someone? New music? Oh,
yeah, we're missing Brent. Brent's definitely in my top 10.
Yeah.
It seems he's dropped two songs in the past about a month, so it seems a new album's coming, which makes me excited.
Yeah,
for sure. I feel like his albums, I've come to the point where he's not a great singer, but the soulfulness in his voice is majestic, you feel me? So,
yeah.
I listen to Gravity every day still, the last record you put out.
Yeah.
I love that record so much.
The one featuring
Tyler, the Creator. Yeah, I love that song, man. It's still very much heavy in my rotation on a daily basis, yeah.
Yeah, he just... it's called Do Not Listen. Oh, okay. He dropped the EP. Wow. It's a three song pack, and he dropped a video for Circle. So check that shit out. I feel like it always puts me in my bag. Shit's fire.
Amazing.
Any other music that you guys want to talk about?
No.
Black Judas and the Messiah. That movie is out as you guys are listening to this, and the soundtrack they gave us a track list. We got her on there.
Yeah,
we have Rakim on there.
Nipsey and Jay-Z.
Nipsey and Jay. That's the one, of course. Black Thought is on there.
Shmino's on there. I'm excited for that.
Beautiful black music. I don't know who White Dave is, but he's also on there.
Is he white? Is he white?
I don't know who that is.
Please.
White Dave is on there. I don't know who he is or if he's white or actually black. Stuck.
I feel like White Dave has to be black.
That'd be the most fire.
I hope it's like really,
I'm going to switch my name to White Dave.
But you're Walter.
Yeah, let's not do that.
But no, I usually don't like get excited about reading a track list because it can be complete shit. But this sounds amazing. The preview of the Jay-Z and Nipsey snippet has been out as
Dave
a recording.
White Dave is black.
Yes!
Beautiful, great.
He's a Richmond, California rapper.
There's a Richmond, California?
Yes, Ray.
I don't think of Richmond, Virginia.
You just listen.
Whatever. Oh, on culture, I tell you, niggas. You see how niggas treat me?
Nah, but Black Jesus and the Messiah. Yeah, I'm excited for the not only the movie, but
I wish obviously they would bring that back out.
Hmm?
I want them to bring that back out. Like back have out? Albums with just multiple artists on it.
So like you want like more, back in more, the day. More soundtracks?
Yeah, like you know, like back in the day they even for soundtracks for movies.
I wish people would make soundtracks for movies the way they used to for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's important. Like American Gangster went from it seemed they at first they pushed it as a soundtrack to movie, but then it became one of Jay-Z's best albums.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stuff like that. Obviously the greatest movie soundtrack to me is Waiting to Exhale, because we got some of our greatest R&B records from that too.
Yes.
But this looks like one of those where they really took time. Black Panther, that album was nominated for a Grammy. Like, if we take our time and keep doing that, I would love black movie soundtracks to be for that vital and important. So,
even though you don't like black sitcom.
We're not doing that. We're not doing
that.
Sorry, okay. That's what we're not
doing. We'll continue.
We're not doing that. Okay.
But you didn't like Sister Sister?
I love Sister Sister. That had a plot. It was two missing girls that found each other and started to try to build a life together. That's a plot, Ray. What happened to Moesha?
You know.
Because you want to be Moesha. That's why.
You know what? Oh, yeah, Walter. The nigga with the braids. Yeah. I want to be Moesha.
I think so.
Get out of here.
You want to be dark skinned so bad.
Oh, wow. Excuse me.
I'll play. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ray, like, in her head, she's like, I want to wake up and moat to the eat.
Yeah, I want to write in my diary and then have the music behind.
Yo, when you hum shit, it don't sound like nothing there. Like, what song is that?
You know what? You guys don't have the ear.
Clearly, you don't either.
It's okay.
You know, or you're talking
I about. Have the ear, nigga.
But nah.
Can we please get the Super Bowl? Because I got some hot takes for this, for that ass.
Okay, so we don't have any other music? Oh, no. Right now, as you guys listen to this, Rain is out.
Who?
Rain.
Who?
Family Rain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. My brain. There's a lot of rains that I know of. So nice.
Wait, okay. All right.
I know of a lot of rains.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't even want to bring it up. But
we believe you.
So okay. Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
Miss
Niggas.
Okay.
Miss Niggas.
I tell you, Raggedy. Okay, continue. Sorry.
No, Rain is out. Love and I'm not gonna botch Rain shit. Isn't it Love and Lust? I just wanna be sure. At this point, I have heard a lot of this project, and it sounds great.
It's Love or Lust.
Out right now.
That's hard.
212.
Yes, 212.
Rain, man. I love you, man. You know that. I'm proud of you putting the project out. I've heard a lot of this project, and it sounds great. Once again, I just want to emphasize that I'm proud of you for putting the music out, and it came out amazing. The visuals are going to look amazing, so...
And we love you.
Love you. Yeah. And your merchandise that you're going with the music. Smart. Like, it's just a lot. And I love it. And it's just you putting pen to paper and all the stuff we talk about. So proud of you, man. Keep pushing. And I mean, you guys are going to love the project. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, facts. You've teased a lot of snippets, teased a lot of music. And that shit was fucking hard. So I'm glad you put it all together, put this shit out. And we definitely tapping in. We definitely tuning in. And we definitely supporting, so we when the shit's out, we definitely bumping that shit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Super Bowl, Ray.
Nah, bro, I don't want to talk about this, bro. No, fuck Tom Brady, bro.
We gotta talk about it.
Wow, I really wasn't.
I want to start off with.
Unless you want to read a poem.
Listen, I want to start off with the stories that they did not bring up.
I'm all ears
because white folks only care about themselves.
Okay,
but. I'm sorry to the fans that for Chiefs, what do you call them?
The Chiefs, right?
Okay, so nothing towards the players because I know a lot of them were black.
Yeah,
obviously.
Wait, are you talking about the winning team or the losing team?
No, the losing team. Okay, so we're gonna get with that. Sure. So, I just thought it was really ironic, and a story actually just came out a few minutes ago. I just thought it was really ironic that the Super Bowl came. What was it? It was shown on Sunday. That Thursday prior, the assistant coach of the Chiefs, which is also the coach's son, got into a car accident and hit if I'm not mistaken, either a family or basically a little girl's hurt, was hurt. Black she was hit. Are, She's fighting for her life.
Yeah, two of them, I think.
And that story was put under wraps because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why y'all motherfuckers lost. Mm. Because God don't like ugly. And the fact that he had a couple of drinks and Adderall and was okay to still be at the game, whatever the case may be.
Damn.
And no story, no news outlet or nothing.
He was drinking?
Had three drinks and Adderall.
Damn.
Definitely was he yet.
And
I didn't hear that part. Right. You're right. This shit got swept under the rug.
Right. Oh, wow. And it got swept under the rug until now when someone just said, now they want to release it. Kansas City Chiefs place assistant coach Britt on administrative leave following crash. No one even knew about the crash.
Wait. He got in the crash or his son got in the crash?
Yeah, it was a car. He got into a car crash.
So the coach?
The coach's son is the assistant coach.
Oh. And so a coach on the Chiefs got in an accident while drunk driving.
On Thursday. Damn. And Sunday was the Super Bowl. And had Adderall and three drinks that night. And hit a little girl and she's fighting for her life.
Adderall did something.
Damn.
Right. So that's why y'all lost.
Damn.
Do not ever think that you just lost whatever case may be because of Tom Brady. It's really because of karma and that story being swept under the rug. But what I will say about... okay, I don't want to get too deep, but I'm going to get deep. For
you got time.
Men to sit they black asses on a couch and praise Tom Brady...
Yeah,
when he is a racist.
A Trump supporter. Bro, nah, that shit got me tight, bro. Fuck Tom Brady, bro. Fuck you. Fuck you, Trump supporting ass
like,
nigga.
Yeah, something's bro. Really... No, that... He can go to hell. But what's really...
It's like artists... Like, the baby and shit supporting... I'm like, bro, he's a fucking Trump supporter, bro.
You see Meek Mill June bugging? Him and Lil Baby?
Yeah.
Meek Mill was doing the June bug shit. He was twerking and shit on the... In the joint.
No, but it was like five white women, two white niggas, and he was on
starting
to get started.
And obviously we're joking, but it happened. It happened.
No, it was definitely
Black History Month or before Black History Month.
It was the Super Bowl, Ray.
It was like five white women and two corny ass white dudes in a bag.
They can keep him.
It was Michael Rubin, the owner of the 76ers, and his daughters.
A corny ass white dude.
They can keep him. Meek, I'm sorry, but keep him. I can't do this anymore. During Black History Month, it is it is unacceptable. Unacceptable. But let me get back to Tom Brady.
Yeah, yes.
So, him being this, I'm calling him a cracker. For him to be the white cracker that he is, to be a Trump supporter, and y'all want to sit y'all black asses on a couch and praise him and fix y'all weird ass fingers to type on Twitter and social media praising this Ritz.
Yeah, bro.
Something is wrong with y'all. Like
even LeBron, like that.
LeBron.
I love LeBron.
It's wrong with y'all.
He is the epitome of black greatness. But why the fuck are you co-signing a Trump supporter, bro?
Like it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up. And I want to say, and this is what I'm gonna when I'm going to get deep. Men want to sit here and pull up a whole clip about Nipsey Hussle and him speaking about integrity. Y'all are the epitome of the opposite. Y'all lack such integrity. If you are going to stand for something, stand for it boldly. Like, y'all are worse than house niggas. At least house niggas chose a side and stayed on that side. Mm. Y'all literally pick and choose when y'all want to fight for equality or whatever case may be, or whether it's police brutality. And y'all over here praising an athlete because of what he does on the field? Absolutely the fuck not.
Yeah.
Y'all need to get yourselves together. Y'all lack integrity like shit. And y'all are supposed to be leading families in the future? Absolutely the fuck not. Y'all need to do better. And it's infuriating just because it's black men doing it. Who gives a fuck about Tom Brady, bro?
Yeah,
he won seven chips. Okay? Okay?
It's a fucking sport that doesn't matter to nothing besides the white man making money off it.
Right. You know? What's next?
Yeah, bro.
Okay?
And you do it on the back of black players who... That defense was the biggest black niggas I've seen in my entire life.
Thank you.
They scared me from the television.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Like, if my girl shoot one of them niggas, I'm going to say, okay.
Like,
you got it, queen.
Like, sitting there, I'm like, bro, you are handing the ball off to a black running back who is fucking creating a space for you, throwing the black receivers, and you have the audacity to fucking, on his helmet in the Super Bowl, he had a... what a sticker saying. I wish I could find the.
Jesus, if it said Trump supporter, then
no. The back of the helmets on the NFL, everybody that was playing said end racism.
Yeah, but then he has a fucking Make America Great Again hat in his fucking locker cubby, bro. Nah, fuck Tom Brady, bro.
Like, pick a side. Like, pick a side. Yo, honestly, this is the bull. Yo, if Malcolm X was alive, he would spit at y'all niggas. OD. Because it's like, for you guys to be so just, it's crazy to be on just so many sides.
Right.
And it's like, pick a side, bro. Like, niggas love this whole millennials, I feel like, have created this gray area. Not even just with sports, whatever it may be. Even with friendships and wanting to be in the middle of just to keep friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yo, creating a gray area. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Clarity. You get lost in that gray area. Okay, let's be very clear about that. You get very lost in the gray area because you start not only losing yourself, but you start losing relationships around you because you don't know how to pick a side. Pick a fucking side. Choose one. Everything can't. Yes, in a way, in some instances, some things can't be black and white. But if you want to be strong-minded and give clarity to not only to yourself, but to others, please pick a side, bro. Mm-hmm. That's what Martin Luther King did. That's what Malcolm X did. Mm-hmm. That's what Soldier in the Truth. Like, that's so many pioneers. Like, that's what they did. Y'all niggas just over here, like, repping white athletes when they only on the field, bro. The weakness. The weakest links. Like, and that's all I have to say. Do better.
Oh, wow. That was...
Sorry, that was a lot, but like...
No, that was powerful, and it... I get it, but it wouldn't be a good podcast if we didn't challenge.
Oh, God, here we go.
We have to, because, listen, I agree with everything you're saying in terms of, listen, if you support Donald Trump, it's a support, to me, it's a support against black people.
Right.
Let's make that clear. It's support of racism.
You're in support of racism. Yeah. You're in support of even, I mean, we're in the middle of his second, which we didn't talk about, but it is what it is because we try to stay away from politics. We'll probably get more into it when it's done. Yeah. But the second impeachment trial, he's in the middle of it as we're speaking right now. It might be wrapped up when this episode comes out. But I have to ask. I saw Jim Jones talking about this, and somebody asked him, "Hey, who do you think is going to win?" He said, "The Buccaneers, I think, are going to win." And then they go, "Yo, the MAGA shit doesn't, you know, affect your thought process." He said, "What does that have to do with it?" And I'm just saying what they said. Yeah, what does that have to do with him actually playing the sport? I think that he's going to win because I think he's the greatest to ever do it. Unfortunately, he supports this politics here. And I've come on this podcast 100 times and we talk about music and separating the art from the personal. We come here and talk about Kanye West all the time.
Yes.
The love for Kanye West no matter how much I critique him, there's always going to be a love there because he's been a part of my growing up. But I can't not, I have to critique what he's doing right now because it's bad for black people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So why is there the separation? Because as a black community, we still love Kanye West, and he's done probably worse. Tom Brady had a hat. Kanye West has worn the hat, has gone to the White House, has sold out his own people. So why don't we critique Kanye West the way that we're over here critiquing Tom Brady, who's somebody that said, hey, that's my friend from before. I'm just going to play a sport. I've never said a word about it. Mm-hmm. I've never said, hey, all I've done is gone on the field, win championships, and that I've known him. So why are we picking and choosing? Are we making excuses for our own people? Because if Kanye was doing the exact, maybe, no, he's doing worse than what Tom Brady did, what's the difference to me?
Very simple.
Tom Brady voted for Trump.
Kanye didn't vote.
You know him? You know Kanye?
No, Google it.
I can Google somebody's vote?
Yes. It was
public. Can you Google my vote?
No, but you're not famous. It was...
Wait, okay.
But he also was running for president, so...
No, look.
He wouldn't vote for Trump.
So you can Google Kanye's ballot?
No. But it is...
Even if that doesn't count, of Tom Brady voting for Trump, the difference is Tom Brady is a white male. I don't give a damn if... I just don't give a damn.
I think I hold the black people that support Donald Trump even more to a standard because you're showing me who you are. I know who he is. I know who that white man is already. It's in my history. It's in everything that's happened to me in life.
So why still give him props for what he does?
I mean, in a general sense, I'm only speaking to the people that have and the athletes. Let's use LeBron as an example. If LeBron's like, hey, bro, if I can only look at a sheet of statistics and I look at it and say, wow, this is amazing. No, you're right. LeBron doesn't have to tweet about it and go, this is amazing. You're the GOAT. Cool. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's nasty.
And that's
nasty. But yeah. I'm talking about if LeBron reads a sheet and says, hey, is this the greatest player in football history? Is LeBron supposed to say no because he supports Donald Trump? That's the basis of my question.
But that's a big difference. Acknowledging his greatness is different than publicly celebrating his win.
Right. Yes.
The DaBaby had a bucket in his jersey. Yes.
Yeah,
that's a difference.
I hear that. That's what I'm saying.
No one can debate his greatness as an athlete. Yeah. Even
buying
from
his jerseys, bro.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Even from the hate I have for Tom Brady, I still acknowledge he is maybe the best athlete of all time. But that's where the disconnect is. You can appreciate someone's art, but you do not have to support him in their victories. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think music is more? It's just John's brain.
Yes,
I feel like music's more personal than sports. That's why I take it a little bit more harshly.
It is more personal.
Like when a musician does something like this, I take it to my heart because music is like the vein in our bones. You feel what I'm saying? Like it is. We have soundtracks to our lives.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, yo, bro, you mean this?
See, here we go. And just to clarify, and this is NPR. Kanye had never voted before the 2016 the election, and he voted for himself. So
that's true. He did say that.
Yeah. So
that came up because a lot of rappers also said that actually this presidential election was the first election that they ever voted, which is so mind-boggling to be.
So Kanye West supporting and bringing all those followers to Donald Trump and then putting himself on the ballot, knowing that would take away from our party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the vote is what is the breaking point for you?
I mean, I don't know his intention. Biden did end up winning, so maybe, I mean, this nigga's crazy as hell, as you mentioned before.
Simple statistics to tell you that if Kanye West is from the black community and he's taking him going to the poll, the majority of the black community in this election voted in our favor. So if Kanye West is of the black community, if he's going to run for president, knowing that he has no chance to win, you're just taking a couple extra thousand people from our community to vote for you. That's like simple statistics. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's just, it's just
which
as
I'm over
bad.
Because Kanye West, I think he's sick. And I still love Kanye West.
Right.
In my heart.
It's
but
just
I think
as
he's a
bad.
Piece of shit.
But as a black woman, it doesn't matter. Let me change that. Because it does matter. I'm going to always have more lenience for a black person over a white person. That's just how I feel, blatant. I don't give a damn really what... Okay, I do give a damn what it is. I do.
Yeah, it
really
does.
Not
the lenience you're in for
me. Right, but I'm going to give Kanye West lenience over some damn Tom Brady. That's for fuck sure.
I mean, yeah, of course.
He's a white man.
Of course. Like I said, I'm just giving the side like, that I saw somebody else like, yo, all I'm looking at is a piece of paper, what he did. Oh, this is amazing. Cool.
Yeah, that's different than
that's what I'm referring to.
Acknowledging his greatness as an athlete is different than supporting his greatness.
Right. Saying, oh my God, you're amazing.
A lot of niggas was on some social media.
Weird ass shit doing weird shit.
Praising Tom Brady. Praising.
Yeah, I can't wait to dance with him. I was like, yo, what is happening?
You are literally and figuratively supporting and showing love to the suppressor.
Right.
To the oppressor.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
So
I agree with that.
Crazy.
But my thing is,
I can't allow the oppressor.
If somebody goes and says, I mean, hey, if somebody that obviously is of us and is like, yo, I mean, it's obvious he's the greatest to ever do it. Look at what he's done. You know what I mean? What am I going to be like? I can be like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can you say?
Niggas don't got to say shit about him.
What if they're just asked?
But no, nobody was asked about nothing.
No, I'm saying if, but I know that. Everything that happened through social media from black athletes was of their own will, of course. The buying the jerseys is a lot. That's a lot. But, I agree with y'all 110%. I'm saying, hey, like, what if they...
You're being asked? Yeah, you could be honest.
Hey, who's
the
greatest football player of all time? Yeah. Tom Brady, obviously. Like, what would... That's not... Because he supports Donald Trump, what is he supposed to say?
You know what I'm saying? You could be honest. But then end up saying, oh, but he's also a Trump supporter, so it's still fuck him.
I mean,
know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga's a good athlete, but he's racist, so fuck him. Yeah.
And the greatest athlete of all time is Serena Williams.
Period.
Fair. So, yeah, that's my take on it. I mean, it was a shitty game.
Yeah, the game sucked. It was a waste of time.
I did notice how there wasn't any black refs. And
there was a female ref.
Female ref.
There was a female
and come
Caucasian
to find out,
ref.
She named I think, okay, I don't, I, you know, I, the whole conspiracy
yes,
thing.
Yes, you're a big, you're in my bag.
But her, what is it, either her first or second son?
Yeah, his name.
Was named after Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that was conscious. There's no reason why in this social climate you can't stick one token black nigga to ref. Like, I thought that was unconsciously. It had to be unconsciously because they choose the referees.
Yeah, of course.
They wanted that Cinderella story. I don't want to say the game is rigged because I'm not in that bag. But I'm like, bro, there's so many talented black refs in the league. Why is there none in the Super Bowl?
Hello.
That's a fact. I hear you on that. Also, just to, if we're actually going to talk about the actual game, no matter what the refs, the Bucks are whooping that ass.
Yeah.
It was not like from the minute they were whooping at, like, there's nothing anybody could do. They were getting their ass whooped.
Yeah.
Also, shout out. I mean, Ray doesn't want to shout the Buccaneers, but shout out the Buccaneers for having an all-black assistant. There was a woman, there was two women on staff. First woman assistant coach won the Super Bowl.
Well, praise them. That's fine. Praise everybody black.
The offensive coordinator was black. The defensive coordinator was black. The reason they won a game was defense, but yeah, every majority of that staff was black.
Black niggas on defense, bro.
Oh, yeah, but the majority of the staff was black.
That's fire.
On the Buccaneers, so shout out to them because there's never been a majority black staff to win a Super Bowl. So
that's hard.
Praise them.
Shout out to the Buccaneers.
Everyone black, not white.
Organization.
Because it's Black History Month.
All right. The NBA, which is mostly black.
Also, I'd really like to actually really sue everyone for this. Who can I sue for the NFL for y'all having an actual event during a Ponda replay?
A Ponda replay is
amazing. Like, that's really OD. Did you see all them people? That was mad people.
22,000.
And they tried to say, like, oh, niggas was vaccinated. And then someone was like, I know someone that's there right now that did not get vaccinated. So niggas was lying.
I knew about three of them Jones over there.
Like, who can I sue?
Three of them girls that got the flight. But neither here nor there. But there was 22,000 people there. But when you're saying, you know, we are still in the panoramic.
oh, my God. Fuck Gunner for that, bro. Like,
Cuomo announced that New York is opening to the games open.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him.
Wait, basketball games?
February 22nd.
What?
We are now allowed in stadiums at 20%.
And we got D Rose. We got D Rose, bro.
So Cuomo has announced that we are back at 20%.
We got Tim Thibodeau and we got D Rose. Tim Thibodeau of the Tim Thibodeau and we got D. Bro, we coming, bro.
This is my favorite day of the week.
We making the playoffs, bro.
This is my favorite day of the week.
We making the playoffs, bro.
I am weak, bro.
But yes, so the Barclays let me go back.
Let's go to some Nets games, bro.
Oh no, I'm inside.
Tickets mad cheap, bro. Nigga, I looked at tickets to Atlanta yesterday, and tickets are $87 round trip, bro.
Yeah, because they have COVID. there's COVid there. Still, like a lot of it.
$87 round trip, bro.
Go
that
catch
ain't
it.
Nothing.
I'm gonna just double mask up, bro.
Yeah,
let's take a trip there.
Get tested.
I'm going next Friday.
You enjoy yourself. I'm so tired of niggas.
Like, this is too soon for the panoramic. But
like,
anyway.
What the hell?
But yes.
I tell you.
We didn't talk about any pandemic shit, but anyway. Right now, the restaurants are back at 25% capacity for Valentine's Day for you lovers in there. And like I just said, the Barclays and Madison Square Garden, February 22nd. They're opening at 20% capacity. That is about 3,000 people I saw on the flyer. I don't know how many people are in there, but I don't know if it's percentage capacity or the amount of people. But we don't do any research here. But it's opening for a limited amount of people, just like Atlanta's been open, Houston, Los Angeles. So this is what I predicted months ago, that once the vaccine's out, it's going to be slow progression to just open things up and figure it out. There now, I saw an article that Citi Field is providing tests for taxi drivers, street vendors.
Really?
So,
yeah, it's hard.
So now I think that we're in a space where we're slowly going to be opening up by the summertime because New York needs this economy. New York needs this summer to raise the economy.
Yeah.
So
church actually has been giving them tests too.
Say that one more time.
Given tests. So my aunt actually got it.
The vaccine?
Yeah.
It's lit. I'm trying to jump in line, but anyway.
you could just walk in. You want me to tell you?
Say that. Well, listen, text me. once I get it, I'm going to Atlanta walk. If I get the vaccine, I'm going to Atlanta. What's up? What's the problem?
Niggas,
what's
gonna happen to me? I tell you.
What's gonna happen to me? I'm going in the clubs. You're with Gucci and Jeezy. I can't. What's gonna happen to me now? I'm Superman now.
Yeah, but
John Kent, watch your mouth.
The vaccine can. I mean, the virus has shown to mutate. So.
Bro, if that catches me, I'm meant to go. Bye. I'm tapped out on you niggas. Then.
Just to let you know, they give you something to sign, and it does say in the fine print that this vaccine is not liable to cure.
Yo, check this
or
out.
Or stop you from getting COVID-19.
If I get the vaccine and it's still time for me to go, it was my time. Check you niggas.
Y'all don't
check
you niggas up there. John, please.
Check you niggas up there.
Please don't. Even if you get the vaccine, please wash your hands. Please wear the mask.
Nigga, I wash my hands. Okay, don't do that. Look what this nigga said. Now I'm dirty.
I was not referring to you.
I'm a dirty ass nigga after the 3 days with that girl. I was not referring to you.
Filthy nigga. It's not referring
to you. Happy Valentine's Day. What's this fuck with this nigga
talking about? I was talking about in general.
Oh, niggas is big mute. Okay. Well, can I ask, do y'all have Valentine's? Okay, we're pleading the fifth. Okay, in a panty.
I mean, you
okay.
Gotta,
okay.
Don't call it a panty. Don't call it a panty.
I'll find out the day of.
Okay.
You got to make the plans the day before. And
oh,
see what
not
happens.
The day before.
And see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all, I'm the only person
I'm the only person on the podcast that tells the truth.
Please don't be like these niggas.
I'm the only person on the podcast.
I beg of thee.
Thank God this podcast comes out on Friday. But yeah, like, I'm the only person that comes in and tells the truth.
I'll find out
Sunday is one of those 3-day excursions.
What about you, Raylan?
Yo.
My Valentine is myself.
We got it.
I know that sounds so cool.
Well, you sound lonely.
We're gonna get you something.
I'm playing. It's crazy.
So played.
We're gonna get you something.
I don't need a nigga. So let's be very clear. A nigga will always need me.
Big fact.
Okay. So
okay,
let's
fam.
Be clear.
Never mind. I won't get you shit no. now.
I've been needed, Ray.
No,
Walter.
What? Okay. Okay. See, niggas always got to ruin. No.
I won't get you shit now.
I do want
for your birthday, for Valentine's Day, you don't need shit.
I do want to, like, for myself, I don't have time because I'm always freaking working. But I do one day want to get, like, a hotel room and just bask in the hotel room and take, like, a nice bath and stuff. And you ever just get away by yourself?
No weed.
Fucking loser.
We don't do that.
Oh, okay. So that's just me.
We don't do that. Even
are you going to go buy a hotel room for yourself?
Yes. You need a long time.
Put your feet up. Put a robe on.
Yeah.
No.
See, niggas, I tell you. Niggas don't really be loving themselves for real.
If you don't go trip one of these niggas to get you that, man.
Why I got to worry about a nigga getting
the
free?
Oh, my God. No, I'm not having fun anymore. It's fine.
The inner work. You hear it. It needs to be fixed.
No. Listen. She looks right. I'm paying that. I'm paying.
That's crazy.
No, John's paying. That's fine. Like,
you know what? Y'all
fuck
are
the work. Something's wrong.
Raggedy.
I'm swiping.
Put on a movie starring a 90s female black lead.
Boomerang.
Okay, sure.
I love that movie.
If that's what you do, she's never texting
me. Love that movie. Do you like that movie? That had a plot.
Of course I like Boomerang. Come on.
Wow, now niggas like Boomerang. I tell you.
But anyway.
Can you watch Titanic this week?
Fam, I don't know.
Please?
That's too much. That's too white.
It's really not. It's just white for you.
It's white.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Y'all ready to go home? Because I've had enough.
Okay, sorry.
That's too much.
Sorry.
I'm about to text your PO officer co-workers to come pick you up for work tomorrow. Get you the fuck out of here.
Take your ass to Rikers.
Yeah.
I am not the fed, y'all. Please.
But,
No, please watch the movie, though. Okay, sorry. Okay, closing remarks.
No, we're not. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. One more thing before we leave. LeBron's mad about the All-Star game.
Why is he mad?
Pretty much, LeBron does not think there needs to be an All-Star game. Number one, they put it in Atlanta. And he said because Atlanta's fucking open, so there's mad COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he said that the All-Star game is supposed to be a fun time and we're going to go there to be quarantined, to play a game, then go home when I could just have those days off. And we had a short off season.
He's right.
We just finished playing in the bubble, and now he said it's a money grab.
He's cool. Right.
Are you taking that stance like he's right?
I feel like it's unnecessary.
I question.
We're in a pond of replay. Like, nigga, come on now. It's a lot going on. Especially in some Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Once again, I completely agree with everything you're saying because it's stupid. They can't even go out and enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
And the players that are going to be off, they get to do
whatever
they want.
They would sneak, though. They would sneak for sure. Like, I mean, the players, they would for sure sneak.
Who wouldn't?
In Atlanta. Like,
but you're an NBA player, somebody's going to catch you somewhere.
They would probably be fine, right?
They'll be, they can't play. They're fine and they can't play. So.
Oh, damn. It's like, so now, is that even, is it worth it?
What's he saying? He's like, y'all could just be home with my family on vacation instead of doing this All-Star game.
Yeah.
But also, you have to understand, this is your job. Unfortunately, it's a job. And you get paid handsomely to do this job. And for the NBA to make money, there has to be an All-Star game. For NBA to make the money to pay everyone what they're supposed to be paid, there has to be an All-Star game. Do I think that the NBA should be sacrificing, saying, nah, player safety is way more important? Yes, because it's stupid to be taking players off the court for COVID restrictions and having an All-Star game. That's fucking dumb. Quarantining somebody to play a game for free, for fun, is stupid.
Yeah.
But once again, the NBA has got to make their money so they can pay everybody else. And paying everybody else does not only include the players. That's just one thing I want people to consider. The players are not the only people included in the fucking payroll. It's a lot of people that got to get paid. So, but I understand LeBron saying, yo, the money's still there. You can figure it out.
Right.
This is.
Because it is still there.
This is our safety. This is my family. And it's stupid. It doesn't make sense to have an All-Star game. And especially in Atlanta. The only reason, I'm sure the only reason they chose Atlanta because Atlanta has the loosest restrictions.
Yeah, of course.
So, but they have the game I'm going to tune in to. But LeBron said, I'm not going to try. I don't care. I don't want to be there.
I wouldn't do the same thing either. So, I think when you have like kids and a wife and stuff like that takes serious. Like I'm not about to risk not only my life but my family's life, bro. Like
you don't know what this thing will do to somebody. Right. I tell people all the time, people that's like, oh, I'm good. You don't know what this thing will do to you.
You don't know. You really don't. I've seen a lot of shit with this. I was about to say panoramic with this peony with this COVID. So.
Yeah.
Stay safe, y'all.
Stay safe. All right. Is that all we got? Then, oh, wait. Nobody told them. Nobody said nothing about their Valentine's Day plans. Nothing? Okay.
Y'all I have no y'all plans.
Lie? Y'all got nothing
no,
to
I really
say.
Have no plans.
Y'all got nothing going on.
I have no plans.
I'm the only one that's going to come here and make a joke about it and get reamed and get, you know.
What are you about to do?
I mean, I made my joke already.
I feel like you're going to sneak, though, into the city.
Wait, what? Say that one time?
I feel like you're going to sneak into the city and do something.
Like I said, it depends how Saturday goes to see what Sunday brings.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know.
I'm going for you, Walter. Just kidding. He's a single man. I mean. Closing remarks.
You niggas are amazing, man. All right. Closing words. I don't remember where I got this quote from, but it's something that for some reason stuck with me. And I'm going to get to my usual weekly quote, but. It was a woman describing like her, how it is to care for somebody else. It's like the glory about magic and love is that someone is taking the time to create the illusion that they might not necessarily see for themselves. So just that surmise to me is like, yo, think about gratitude. Think about like, yo, I'm just grateful for the people in my life, for the people that love me, and just be grateful. It's really kind of what that is because everybody's... just appreciate it because everybody's doing something to appease you at some point. Whether it be small, whether it be large, like somebody's doing something to appease you. Do that. And my usual, listen, do two things at 100% as opposed to doing six things at 50%. Because those two things at 100%, you're going to get them done.
Yes.
Things at 50%, the six things at 50% is just a bunch of half-baked shit. Yep. And I said, everybody be safe, be loved, and enjoy your Valentine's Day.
What are your closing remarks, Walter?
Tell us your plans, too.
Yeah, what are your plans?
So I can see them.
My closing remarks.
Here we go. Nigga, we got to be dramatic. Sorry.
You mad funny. Definitely want to say... Shout out to you, Ray, for holding us down.
Oh, yes.
Means a lot.
Always. You
your
are.
Your energy, your racist remarks are the joy of my week.
It's the truth, though. Do I lie?
You do not lie.
Hello. Okay. Let him know. Okay, sorry.
But no, Ray, you have no idea how much we appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, God.
Yeah, and we appreciate all the listeners, all the fans, people who cop merch, people who retweet and share.
Supporters.
All the women who slide in John's DMs. We appreciate it.
Yo, I'm never going to have a girlfriend with Walter. I can't date anyone with Walter.
We appreciate it's okay, all of though. You. Yes, it. This is an entertainment podcast.
That's what makes it okay.
Yes, it's we.
So say it's sliding in yours then.
These are okay. Sure, you can slide in my DMs as well.
Jesus Christ!
This is entertainment podcast, but also
no, it's okay. Slide mine though, Dennis. Walter's not. Slide mine though.
No, I take that back. Don't slide in John's.
No, slide in mine because John's.
I'm a lot more friendly than John.
You know who I am.
Nobody's friendly in this podcast.
Fair.
But I can be friendly. Ha ha.
See, niggas.
That's nasty.
Nasty work.
Okay, in the middle of my closing remarks.
Sorry.
But yes, Valentine's Day. If you hear this, it's Sunday. So it doesn't always have to be a romantic partner. Reach out to somebody who you care about. Go send some flowers, some chocolate. You feel me?
John is.
You feel
annoying.
Me? It's about appreciating everyone because. In this time, you may not always be alone, but you may feel alone.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing, but it feels like the same thing. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to leave you at. I mean, if you care about somebody, let them know. Make sure you get your mama a gift, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your mother a gift.
Please get your mom. If anything.
And the girl you like.
If the thoughts ain't treating you right, which it happens.
It happens.
It comes in ebbs and flows, but make sure that you make your mama feel the love because she dealing with your bum ass. Feel me?
Yeah, get your mama something.
You still in the crib. She washing your drawers. And she feeding you and your side chick when she come over because she a good mama. So,
ramen noodles?
Go get her some.
And she lies when it's the third chick.
And she lets you drive back her car with no gas. And
y'all don't
and
really
say
telling
shit.
On yourselves. Keep rolling.
Who's y'all selves?
Yeah, we have our own cars. We don't have side chicks. And we love our mamas. So.
That's it. There we go. Listen, preach, Walter.
Yeah, so.
You see what Ray trying to do?
I tell you.
Trying to tear down a black man, which has been your agenda since episode 91 when you came on the show.
Ray Brady.
Now it's my agenda.
Raylan Brady.
The Brady Bunch.
Don't let this light-skinned preview. Not Brady Bunch. The Brady, right?
It's all right.
Wow.
Now you don't like the jokes, right?
Oh, wow. All
right.
Man. You and Danny Lay are more like every episode.
Don't let this light-skinned fool you.
Every episode.
I will cut your ass.
I got dark-skinned friends, so.
I cannot.
Those are my closing remarks.
All right.
My closing remarks are very simple. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything.
Bow.
And
click, clap. I don't know why I did that. I don't have a gun.
I want us as a community, a black community, because I'm really just talking to y'all. But I really want us to gain a backbone. I want us to be more strong-minded, be more strong-willed, and just really have our own voice and our own mind and making decisions and being decisive and being consistent in all that we do. We lack a lot of that right now, and I'm praying that we do get to a point where we can grow to be decisive and making and not being afraid to make a decision. And to steer away from being in that gray area, like what we spoke about prior a few minutes ago. So, yeah, that's what I have to say.
Before we end, of course, can never forget, shout out to Jordan.
Curry go!
And
Jordan,
shout out Tyler.
Jordan, and Tyler!
Go with Jordan first, then Tyler, of course. But Jordan, always proud of you. You are taking care of your second child. Jordan is on paternity leave. If you listen to this podcast on a weekly basis,
when's that nigga come back?
We don't know. But right now, paternity leave is unlimited at the Imaginary Players.
It's going to be lit when he comes back.
Oh, lit. Yes, of course.
I'm so excited for what he has to say. But anyway, go on.
But yes, Jordan, every week I'm going to tell you congratulations. We are so proud of you. Jordan has a baby girl at home, so if you don't hear him on for the next couple weeks, like we say every week, or the next couple months, Jordan is on paternity leave from the podcast because that is the most important thing, taking care of the home. And Jordan, we love you. Enjoy. I hope you're not thinking we're not shouting out because you didn't listen to the full episode, but we always are every week, and I'm not going to text you that because listen to the full episode, asshead. But yes, Jordan, we're thinking about you. We love you. And Tyler, of course, we're probably speaking right now. We speak every other day.
His annoying ass.
Can't wait till you get back.
Yep.
And we're all at full strength, and this is a full conglomerate here.
Yes.
But Tyler, can't wait till you get back too. We love you too. And That is it, right?
That's yes. It?
Guys, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
And your Valentine's Day.
Your Valentine's
Day. Self-love is the best love.
Make sure she doesn't go through your phone because you just want to enjoy the night.
Yeah, like night. Erase all your shit if you can.
Yeah, yep. Erase all your shit. Take your iMessage off your computer because she actually looked something up when she did it.
They're
really
telling
didn't.
On themselves. That's crazy.
Yep, and no condom Sundays.
No condom. And luckily no condom weekend. She gets pregnant.
Luckily falls on Valentine's
Day. What is this no condom? Okay, we'll talk about it next time.
No condom Sundays.
No condoms at all. Okay, yeah. All right. Outro. Bye.